If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hi, this is Tim Allen for Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Omar. Wait, you're at the studio. Never mind.
Aw, don't feel bad, Peter. Hey, I know what'll cheer you up.
I don't think I'm in the mood.
Are you sure?
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Sorry, Brian, it's just not doing it today.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
And now,
let's do this right so we can all go home and do the wife or the girlfriend thing, all right? Let's suit up, ladies. Time to punch in.
Our feature presentation.
Suit up, ladies. That's right.
Time to punch in.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. If you would like to call for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, the prize today is a pair of tickets to join us at an advanced screening of Warren Miller's Dynasty.
Oh, very cool.
That guy cranks out movies like I've never seen.
And they're all good. Yeah.
Which is odd.
Of course, you don't have to write them.
Well,
so
true.
Much. That helps.
True. But it seems like he comes out with a movie a week.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he does it. But they're all fascinating to watch, so yeah. We'll give you a pair of tickets for that if you'd like to call and get on the air.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do,
what it do,
nephew?
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew?
All right, let's begin with Dave. Hey, Dave.
Morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, Kevin, I know you disagree with this, but Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
When's That's the tough to disagree with, by the way.
So far, so good.
When's the Butterball Turkey Hotline?
It would be the day before Thanksgiving.
Let's say never.
Or the day before Thanksgiving.
Those of you that, don't listen or haven't listened for a long time, the day before Thanksgiving, we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
That's
and
exactly
then,
right, Kevin.
And by the way, all of us have things on this show that we despise, but everybody else loves, so you just have to kind of
roll with it. Yeah.
And this is one of mine. And Ralph plays the part of the turkey, and he's gobbling in the background. And then,
he's an amazing turkey.
Yeah.
Amazing turkey.
Unbelievable,
take it
right?
easy. And then Bean acts like he can't catch it, and then they ask the Butterball Turkey Hotline people, what do we do? How am I supposed to catch the turkey?
Now, Bean's farmer, not as strong as the turkey, but still, I think he does a good job.
Because goddamn Bean laughs halfway through. I'm a farmer, but I got this turkey.
Yeah.
But isn't that half the fun?
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no fun.
Oh,
there's
come
zero
on.
Fun.
It's not Thanksgiving till we call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry, Dave. I got to put you on hold. I can only talk about that for so long.
All right, Dave. Thanks for calling.
All right. Let's go to Mario. Hi, Mario. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do? I had the super, super hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
Made me sick to my stomach. I actually blew a hole in my boxers.
Yeah.
Oh, your Woo! Booty be burning.
Those little kids did tell us that your booty be burning.
My booty is burning, and it's been burning for the past 2 days now.
Wow.
Based on one bag, or did you eat a bunch?
Actually, I only had like $5, and I ate about $5 worth of bags. So.
That's a lot.
All at once?
Dude, they're like 99 cents.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
It's like the giant family bag.
That's the That's the problem with the Flaming Hot Cheetos, and now the extra hot is that once you start, you can't stop. So if you had a pallet of bags of those, you would have had to continue with them.
Yeah.
I put some extra hot sauce on it too. So
oh, I'll good.
Yes.
Wow.
But Mario, you're not going to quit. I mean, you're not going to let this
deter
you.
I'm addicted for life.
All right, good. Because I think your system will get used to it as you go.
I think so too.
Well, I'm going to try injecting it from now on.
Injecting it where exactly?
Or snorting.
Or so in between the toes or in the nose, you know.
Yes, in between the toes,
good
I found
you.
The best.
You're not a quitter.
Because then you could.
No, man, I'm addicted for life.
Then you could hide the orange powder that
exactly,
comes
exactly.
with them. All right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Sorry
thank
to
you.
Hear about your disastrous boxers. No. Let's go to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning, boys. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Shannon. What'd it do?
It's 5:30 in the morning. That's the important part of this story. To drive to work, I drive past the movie theater, and sure enough, today,
oh, yeah.
there were people already out there for the midnight twilight tonight.
Yeah.
And I rolled down my window, because it's cold outside, and I asked them, like, what are you guys doing? They said, we're waiting for twilight. And they were playing some kind of card game. I said, oh, are you playing Magic or something? They said, no, we're not gay.
Wow. They
wow.
showed you.
They got a high opinion of themselves out in line at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you know, they waited for 3 days for the premiere, at which they could not go, but just hoping to get a glimpse yeah. of the cast. So this doesn't,
here's
doesn't
what
surprise
I,
me at all.
Here's my question for you, Shannon, because there are many people from this radio station that are going tonight at midnight.
That is true.
One of them is Dave the King of Mexico. One of them is Miss Cleo, our phone op.
Yep.
And they asked me in all seriousness yesterday, what we're going to make t-shirts for this. What should they say? And I said, whoa, back up. You're going to go to the midnight screen of Twilight? Yes. And you're going to make special t-shirts just for the occasion? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got any ideas?
And I don't even want to know what your ideas
my
were.
My idea was I'm an effing loser, but they didn't want to go with that. And apparently, like, those two, and there's, like, two or three other people
yeah.
from the radio station, and they're all going and they're all making shirts.
Wow.
Maybe after they make their shirts, you can actually put a wooden stake through their heart.
Nice. I like it. That's a good idea. Silver bullet.
Like I'm a little jealous. I would like to go at midnight,
what?
Too. I can't do it.
Would you make a shirt?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make a shirt for any occasion.
Right.
I am way too lazy to do stuff
no,
like that.
No, it's not lazy. It's just lame.
Or, yeah, it's that too.
Just making a shirt for a movie premiere. Just how excited can you be?
Very excited.
All right, let's go to Mitch. Hi, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
How you do, Lisa?
Good.
Yes, I'm a chauffeur, and I have a question. In fact, I drove Death Cab Security to you guys last week.
Oh, no kidding. Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, they're great. So my question is, the tip is included, the gratuity is included for most of these rides.
Right.
Oh, it is. Okay.
My question is, don't you think these stars and talents and musicians and stuff should tip?
That's a tough question.
But it's included. Yeah.
The problem
there's a small gratuity included.
I would think they would. I mean, I think I would just because for anybody that's in the service industry that's doing something for me, you know, it's I would. But they didn't book it, right? I mean, it was probably the record company or somebody or the management.
Yeah, play the studios. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Somebody else booked it. So
okay, well, when you say a small tip is included, I mean, is it 20% or
no? Like you know, just like. $10.
A dollar?
$12.
Oh, all right. Well, then I could see your point. But they may not know that.
My guess is they don't know that. My guess is they don't have anything to do with the booking of it.
Kevin's probably right in that the record company books it, but also a lot of services, they let you know that when they give you the estimate total when you book a car.
Right.
They'll say it'll be $250 for this amount of mileage plus gratuity is included. They let you know that in advance, Mitch. So that might hurt
in which case they don't know what the gratuity is.
Right, and that I'm just saying that probably hurts your ability to get tips because everybody thinks, you know, you're getting your end.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of them do, you know. Some like models, you know, some you know you're never going to get a tip.
But they're models, so you're fine with that.
yeah, there's some benefits there.
Right.
They change in the back seat. But, you know, it's like if you knew you were getting a ride and you're not paying for it, you know, and you get good service.
I would think.
Well, honestly, if they told me gratuity was included, I would assume it was 20%. I guess now I'm finding out that's a bad assumption, but I probably, of course, I'm not a big, you know,
so
rich movie star.
When you say $10, how much is the total bill when it's $10?
You know, that I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know, and they don't know either because, they don't pay.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys. You guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, man.
Driver, and you guys make me laugh. So.
Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. We're not going to tip you, but thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I look at all people that do services for me, and I go, if I don't have to do it, I am going to tip you.
I used to wait on tables. Yeah, I can't pay them enough for doing that. It sucks.
Here's some more.
Please take my money. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Joel McHale.
Oh, he's so funny.
In studio. We love him.
Yes.
He, of course, the host of The Soup and also on Community.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have him on the program today to talk about all of those ventures.
Okay.
We have the winner of the World Series of Poker on the program today.
This is a 22-year-old?
21-year-old.
21-year-old.
Joe Catta is his name. He's from Southern California. He, according to the interview that they did with him, has been wanting to play since 17 or 18, but you can't play till you're 21.
Oh.
So when people ask him, oh, you're excited to be 21, you could go drink. He's like, no, I'm playing poker. And so youngest guy to ever win the World Series of Poker.
Nice.
And man, oh man, ESPN airs it. For those of you that don't watch, it's one of those things like UFC or some of these other things that if you're not aware of it, you would be shocked how huge it is.
Really?
If that's not in your world, you'd be shocked. I mean, this is a...
How long does it go on when they air it?
A month.
Really?
Yeah.
A month?
And like every day?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they, basically, it goes on for all day and then all day and all day. So they shoot forever. And then they just keep showing.
Wow.
And then eventually they end up with the last one. And, you know, somebody wins, oh, I don't know, $8.5 million.
Damn. He's going to be dead in a year.
And here's what I love about it. They, at some point, like right when it gets down to the last two guys or whatever, they bring in $8.5 million in cash in a briefcase, in a bunch of briefcases.
That is amazing.
And then they just dump it all out on the table. So for the last two guys, you know, there's a mountain of money that's just sitting right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like they can see it and they know that if they get it, they win it.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. But this guy, Joe Catta, they didn't give him a lot of chance to win. I mean, basically, there's a professional player named Phil Ivey, who's one of the best in the world. And they spent the first half of the show saying how great he was and how he's the one and how he's going to win. And he didn't. And, went all. And then they went, oh, and Joe Catta. So that was basically the intro. But so we're going to talk to him today. We are going to talk about how being on this show has ruined our lives.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the way in. We all have stories.
We all have stories. Miss Cleo has the latest one that she's really, it's a fireable offense.
She's pretty great.
At her other job, yeah. We're going to talk about the biggest mistakes you made at work.
Mm.
This happens from time to time where somebody screws up royally and you know, it costs the company whatever.
We've heard some amazing stories.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. We have a new instant request.
Mm-hmm.
We will tell you a little more about Miss Double December and how that's going. And we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. We will give those tickets to you this morning as well. Take a quick break and come back with Ralph Chauvin's Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 551. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Remember when this happened yesterday? Hi, Dr. Ray.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Ray.
Good morning, Callie. How are you?
Good. Oh, man. Are we bringing Callie back?
Callie's forever.
Really?
Callie's like Cats on Broadway.
It isn't even 6 o'clock.
Callie is now and forever.
Might we need going back to Callie?
I don't think so.
He called her Callie, and I don't blame him. How's he supposed to keep track of everybody?
Sure.
But Lisa's so nice, she just rolls with it.
Oh, I'm fine. Callie's a much cooler name than Lisa,
It actually is. I kind of like
Callie's
it.
Callie's bitching.
I'm getting fond
go with
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll just be that now.
All right, Callie. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Oh, just tired, just exhausted.
Why?
You know, from watching the Philadelphia Flyers beat up on the Los Angeles Kings last night.
Woo! Flyers! Flyers!
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah, Flyers have a good team.
Yeah. Kings are pretty good, too.
Kings are good.
It was 3-2 last night. It was a close game.
Good
game.
Having a good season, yeah.
Yeah, LA's got bad hockey fans. More people need to show up for those games. I was really disappointed by the turnout last night. You got a good team this season,
yeah.
Really better than you have in years.
I'm only surprised because usually it's pretty close to a sellout.
Yeah, it wasn't last night.
It was the Flyers. Who wants to see them?
There's a lot of orange and black in the stands last night.
I think it was rain.
What's that?
I think it was rain.
Yeah,
they kept people from going.
Was it raining?
Had it rained last night, maybe that would have been the
it
reason.
Like crazy at my house, honest.
I didn't rent it at the Staples Center.
Okay. All right.
Do you live at the Staples Center?
But like 8 miles.
Well, yeah, there was no rain whatsoever at the Staples Center.
It was the rain.
Yeah. It was that tornado, too, and the snow.
Yeah, and Southern California is tough anyway. I mean, even when the Ducks were in the playoffs going for the cup, they didn't have sellouts.
Mm.
You go, what?
That's rough.
Yeah, I was talking with the buddy that I went with, and I think it's just, it's hard in LA because there's so much going on, yeah. And even sports-wise, there's so many teams that need to be supported, but people in Los Angeles get behind the Kings because they're a good team.
They are.
They could use your support. All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Kellan Lutz.
Ooh.
Talked to him recently. Of course, he's the star of New Moon.
Is he the wolf?
He's not the wolf. Oh. He's one of the vampires.
Okay.
He's balding buff guy.
He's balding buff vampire.
Yep.
He is balding probably because of roids.
Really?
Because apparently he's got a bit of a temper. A little roid rage. He went to a party to celebrate the premiere of New Moon, according to the New York Post. Got to the door and got turned away by the bouncer.
It was a New Moon party that he was invited to?
Yes.
That's
awesome.
And yes.
That would be upsetting.
And apparently Kellan went Lutz nuts and just went all over the bouncer, went all over the guy.
You say Lutz kill
nuts?
That guy.
Did I say that?
Just like that, you know.
He could. He could turn him right into a vampire.
Would he get all sparkly
sure.
if it was in the daytime?
If it was in the daytime, sure.
His skin would turn to diamonds.
Things got physical after a few seconds. Kellan was not pleased that he couldn't get into his own premiere party.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, I can see that, but really.
Still, you call somebody. Why don't you talk to Joe Schmo over there? He's got the list, that's all. You don't have to get all huffy.
The Joe Schmo party?
Gilligan. No else is huffy, apparently. Daniel Craig.
Oh, no.
Why?
Really?
New York Post says he is very cranky. Especially with interviewers.
I thought he was walking around giving away watches.
He's nice to the fans, but apparently not to the press. He was asked by a reporter recently how he unwinds after a long day of being a Broadway star. He's currently on Broadway with A Steady Rain. He snapped the day, I drink a lot and take narcotics, and then stalked away from the reporter.
Which leads you to believe it's true.
Yeah, really.
Well,
if it isn't, it's a good way to relax.
Sounds to me like that reporter had done things to him in the past that he hated, because it's a ridiculous overreaction, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bad question.
But maybe that's just that guy.
Maybe he thought it was a dumb question.
Well, could be.
Jennifer Aniston's getting her revenge on Angelina Jolie, if you believe In Touch magazine. Andrew Morton, who writes a lot of those unauthorized biographies, is apparently working on a book about Angelina. And Jennifer has reportedly told all of her friends to cooperate with him and tell him all the sordid details of how she stole Brad Pitt away from her and uses her children for publicity.
Here's my question. When did this happen? 2-3 years ago?
Oh, better
More than
that.
5 years ago?
Yeah.
How can this story still have legs?
Well, this may not be true. Who knows?
Because it's Brangelina.
They like to keep that alive.
That was one of them was on the cover of People/Us Weekly, all of those, for 2 years straight.
Yeah.
Jen, when the marriage was breaking up, Jennifer was on the cover all the time.
How can people still be interested in that story? It's crazy.
Because they're like Hollywood royalty.
Now you're making me feel bad,
here's
man.
Here's the answer.
The story. Sorry, man.
Here's
Sorry.
The answer for everyone. She's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all.
She wins.
Meanwhile, turning towards sports, the Super Bowl is nearly sold out. CBS has sold out nearly all of its 30-second slots for advertising.
Wow.
And compared to how they did last year, which, you know, the economy was even a little more battered last year than it is this year, they're very pleased.
Did you say batter?
Battered.
Oh, battered. Okay.
A battered economy. They've got less than a dozen 30-second slots left open. 62 commercial slots during a Super Bowl.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, it's surprising that they've sold so many this early.
Ads are going for between $2.5 and $3 million for 30 seconds.
Is that about what it was last year?
It's a little bit more than it was last year.
Really?
They had sort of a fire sale last year because they couldn't sell.
Yeah. How about that?
We're going to put ours in this year, right? Finally, the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got that $3 million sitting in the bank.
That and the very well-done commercial standing by.
How great would it be if we had a commercial in the Super Bowl?
We could afford a 5-second commercial.
We couldn't.
Maybe.
We can't afford to make the commercial.
Well, that's true. There's that.
It would be awesome, Ralph.
Yeah, but... Kevin and Bean Show! That's it.
And then we go broke.
$250,000. Yeah. Could Ashley Simpson-Wentz have done something right once in her life?
No.
Could she have been the Yoko Ono of Fallout Boy?
Oh, really?
Band spokesperson says that Fallout Boy is taking a break, perhaps a permanent one.
Ooh!
Pete Wentz is stepping away from the group for a while with no return date in sight. Sweet. We may have all finally had our dreams fulfilled.
The other dude, the lead singer, who I can never think of his name.
Patrick Stump.
Yes,
Patrick Stump.
He's the talented one, right? He writes most of the music. And
yeah.
He's the singer. And
I don't dig his voice very much, but he is the songwriting force behind him. And he's a pretty good guitar player.
With a name like Patrick Stump.
Yeah.
It's got to be good. And lastly, so the photos are not TMZ.com's got them, but Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair were apparently down under in Australia promoting a wrestling event when things got physical and a fight broke out between the two.
Really?
And the Hulkster got his ass kicked by Ric Flair. If you see the photos, Hulk's face ended up pounded, beaten, and bloody.
Ooh,
wow. Nice.
Everyone thought it was staged, of course, because it is wrestling, but both camps said no, the fight was real. Hulkster had to be taken to the hospital for some stitches, brother.
Nice.
Is that the first time he's ever been in a real fight?
I don't know, but it looks like he got the worst of it.
Wow.
I'm like two old beefy guys fighting, beating on each other.
Yeah. A lot of these old schoolers, the Hulk Hogan's, Iron Sheik's, Ric Flair's, those guys, they really do hate each other.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of bad blood. And most of it was pouring down his face, brother. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, brother. All these stars were born on November the 19th. Jodie Foster celebrates her 47th birthday today. Meg Ryan is 48. Matt Sorum, drummer for Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, is 49 years old. Allison Janney from the West Wing is 50. Sportscaster Ahmad Rashad is 60 years old. Is he still married to Mrs. Huxtable?
I don't know.
Felicia?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Fashion designer Calvin Klein is 67 years old today. Ted Turner, media mogul, is 71. And Larry King, our favorite talk show host in the world.
Larry King.
The Kingster. The man who's wildly inappropriate.
He is out of his mind.
He's terrific.
You'll have to tell that story later, right?
He is 76 years old today, and he is every bit of that, if not more.
Looks worse.
I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the show business.
Ralph did the story yesterday.
That's right.
The comments that Gene Simmons made about Adam Lambert. And maybe it wasn't the smartest business move to come out as gay.
That's what Gene said, yeah.
Yeah, and then Adam wasn't so thrilled. Maybe you two need to step in and bring these two kids together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're known for.
You're the peacemaker.
That's
sure.
Correct. So it's time for a Kevin and Bean instant request.
Listen up, everyone.
You instant.
Make a request.
Instant request. Kevin and Bean's
instant request.
Gene Simmons.
Good morning.
How are you today?
My friends, first things first, Miss May.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank
I miss you.
You.
I miss you, sweetheart.
Well, okay.
That's right.
She doesn't know how to respond to that.
Not really.
Adam, are you on the other line?
Yes. What?
Wow.
Hi, Adam.
Well, we were just hoping that we could get you two together
mm-hmm.
and talk out your issues. I guess in the upcoming Rolling Stone, you're very upset because Gene Simmons said something about you coming out hurting your career.
Yes. He's being ridiculous, and he's just, there's no need for it.
Mr. Lambert, first off, I never meant to insult you or your sexuality or your lifestyle choices. That's totally up to you, and I'm very open-minded when it comes to homosexuality. That's your deal. But one thing I do know is marketing records and marketing music. I'm a businessman, first and foremost. And when it comes to being a rock star, your sexuality has to be a mystery. You don't want to just go and blow it all. You don't want to blow everything right out of the gate.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of blowing everything, Kevin.
Hello.
I've seen some pictures of you, and you're pretty cute.
Now, Adam, you took offense to that. You thought that was rude. You said it was obnoxious. You called Gene a hypocrite.
Yes, because his sexuality is legendary, all the girls that he's slept with.
Right.
And I don't even go into details about my sexuality. I am very career-focused and very career-oriented. I've mm-hmm. been working long and hard at my career. Speaking of long and hard, Kevin, I just really think.
Hey, wait a second.
Yes,
what?
I just wanted to say that selling records is an ever-working, ever-evolving machine. Imagine it like the grinds of a turbine, just constantly rolling and rolling.
Okay.
And you've got to keep that chain greased. Always, you've got to grease that chain.
Okay.
You know, 24 hours a day. You can't sleep when it comes to marketing.
Okay.
Speaking of pulling a chain and being greased.
God damn it, Lambert. Sorry.
By the way, it's Lambert with a B.
Shut up.
For the record. I'm just saying, that's his last name.
You know, you've got a lot of balls correcting people's grammar, Kevin.
I'm just
speaking of balls, Kevin.
Okay, all right.
Are they as big as your head?
No, it's not possible.
Your head is huge.
It is a big head, I know.
Speaking of big heads.
Now, Gene.
I know where you're coming from on that one.
Let me ask this question.
What do you want?
Adam Lambert really didn't need to say the words "I'm gay" because
yeah,
don't you
we
think
knew.
It was pretty obvious from the very beginning. I mean, it's not a surprise.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, it's not as if he had to come out and confirm anything, but that's the point. You know, I looked at the cover of his album, and he's screaming homosexuality, and that might rub people the wrong way in certain parts of the country.
Right.
And when it comes to marketing a record for a broad audience, you've got to take a little bit from the South. You've got to take a little bit from the East Coast. You've got to take a little bit from the beach cities. And you bring them all into one nice, delicious sausage.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A marketing sausage, if you will. And,
right.
and you've got to deliver that package.
Baking of sausages. Kevin. You.
I don't think that's going
to
work.
The bottom line is I'm very, very sensitive to gay rights. But when it comes to making money, you've just got to take your pride and swallow it.
Oh.
Speaking of swallowing,
yeah.
Oral sex, fill in the joke here.
Never mind. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk about the biggest mistakes you made at work.
Okay.
Because it's bad enough to make mistakes in your own life where you go, oh, I can't believe I'm such an idiot. Now I have to, whatever, fill
right.
in the blank. Miss Cleo, 8 tickets or whatever it is she got. You know what I mean? Like, but that just hurts her. But when you're at work and you make a huge mistake, it's way worse.
It costs the company money and
yes.
everybody knows you screwed up.
There's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen is on the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, kevinandbean.com. You go there and it's a guy working in a vodka warehouse
mm-hmm.
and he's got a forklift and he has a pallet of vodka bottles on it and he just is not paying attention or doesn't break or something.
I think he's drunk.
He runs into another, like a whole stack of pallets of vodka and little by little, like an implosion of one of those buildings
it's like
in
dominoes.
Vegas. You have to imagine there were 6 million bottles of vodka. They all just started falling. And when one group fell, another
right.
one fell, and just another one. So at some point, the guy has to look around and go, I destroyed this entire warehouse.
It was so sad.
Oh, my
all that vodka.
God. That seems, first of all, what a waste. But second of all, that dude, man, that is rough.
That dude did not have a job at the end of the day, I'm thinking.
Right. And then there's the other story. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, of the biggest mistakes you made at work. Then there's the other story about Pepsi. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but they were being sued because in 1981, there was another dude who came up with the idea of selling purified water in a bottle. 1981.
Okay.
So he's suing Pepsi, and Pepsi doesn't show up for the court date.
Oh.
So the judge and jury go, all right, well, $1.26 billion judgment.
Are you kidding?
$1.26 billion.
What?
Yep.
So that...
yep.
So when people sue for crazy amounts and then you don't show up at court, they get it?
I don't know. In this particular case, they did.
Wow.
And it all came down to a secretary
yeah.
who was too busy, had too much stuff on her desk... And the paper was there saying they needed to be in court. She didn't see it. They didn't know.
She didn't give it to anyone.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So they didn't show up. She put the letter aside. She didn't tell anybody about it because she was, quote, so busy preparing for a board meeting.
Yeah. You know, if I were her, I would burn that paper
right.
and say I never got it.
So she finally came forward and said, hey, everyone.
Oh,
we were supposed to, you know, this morning. $1.26 billion.
Dear God.
Dollars with a B. With a
B. Oh, my God.
And she still has her job.
I'm surprised they didn't murder her.
I need to work for Pepsi. That's what I know. You can make that kind of mistake. $1.26 billion.
Wow.
Because she was busy preparing for a meeting.
That is unbelievable. Who's ever made a bigger mistake than that?
Well, no.
Come on.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible to make a bigger mistake than $1.26 billion, but it is possible to make some pretty heinous errors
yeah.
and to cause your company some undue stress.
People who work in IT sometimes do amazingly horrible things.
Whether they delete stuff or whatever.
Or wipe out everything.
Yeah, it's, look, we're all people. And at the end of the day, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Some of them are bigger than others. 1.26 billion may be the biggest.
You know, given the level of her job versus the level of money that she costs the company, I think that's got to be the biggest spread. Do you know?
You
I mean,
think.
Like a president of a company could make a huge, terrible decision and cost a company billions of dollars, possibly. But when you're just a secretary what are the chances that you could make a mistake that costs that much money?
She's a secretary for the law department of that Pepsi uses. So maybe she makes 50 grand, 60 grand?
50, 60.
70
yeah,
grand?
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. 100 grand? It doesn't matter what she makes. $1.26 billion. And then to have to see that, you know, to hear it and then see it and then go, oh, that's me. That feeling in the pit of your stomach where you go, oh, no.
She
I'm
went
so
in
much
the bathroom
trouble.
And threw up.
Yes.
You know she
and
did.
And then she has to walk into the office and go, I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Oh, my God.
$1.26 billion. So what?
I would just pack up my stuff and go. I wouldn't even say anything. I'd just leave.
You wouldn't even think maybe I'll still have my job.
God, no.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. If there's one thing we know, it's that the slackers that listen to this show have caused a lot of havoc in the workplace. So we'll take your calls in just a second. 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about people who make mistakes at work. There was a secretary for a lawyer for Pepsi. And there was a piece of paper on her desk that said, hey, by the way, you're being sued. You should be in court on such and such date. She didn't remember it because she was busy hooking up, getting ready for a conference.
She clearly had too much to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So Pepsi didn't show up to the hearing. Yeah. And then they were ruled against to the tune of $1.26 billion. And Mike and I were just talking off the air. Like, really, you wouldn't even go back. I mean, you would just start clearing your stuff
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
And then we were saying, well, way lower than that. I mean, $5 million.
I'm out.
You just go,
I
know.
I pack up my box, I leave.
I screwed up too much. Wow.
I mean, you know, the cardboard box.
Oh, all right.
You put your stuff in.
And so I'm out. I mean, there's just no possible way that you would even think about keeping your job, but she did. Let's start with Rick. Hey, Rick.
What's going on, guys?
What'd you do, man?
Hey, well, I still work for Coke, actually. I used to stock the back rooms of, I used to stock the stores at, like, you know, Albertsons and Vons and stuff like that, all our Coke products. Well, when the back rooms, we have our stacks of product, you know, our back stock, and I was stacking everything with the forklift, and mine was the very first stack, so I knocked my first stack down with the forklift, and then I got my second stack, and then first Pepsi stack, and then the second Pepsi stack. And then 7-Up stack, and then the second 7-Up stack, and then the Albertsons product, and then it just kept going forever.
It was like dominoes. Once one fell, something else fell.
It was terrible, man. I wanted to crawl into a little hole.
Did they fire you?
That's what she said.
No, they didn't fire me. I'm still working here. Actually,
wow.
I got promoted a couple of times.
Yeah. Did you ever find out how much that cost the company?
I mean, if I were to, I'd say probably a little bit over a quarter mil.
Wow.
Yeah. Because there was alcohol in that, you know.
Sure.
There was a little cage, and it hit that cage as well, where all the alcohol stored and bottles fell.
Wow.
There may be a better way to store these things so that one doesn't take the rest out. Yeah.
You think?
They're close enough that, they should separate them a little so that if you take out one, you just take out one.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. No, well done.
Where are you drinking?
Huh? What am I drinking?
Were you drinking?
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk. I was working.
Just ask it. Standard question.
You were certainly drunk afterward.
It's just sometimes when you're like, this company is so busy, I was just trying to get the heck out of the store. And
I hear you.
And you're
in a rush and things happen.
See, overworked people, that's the problem.
That is the problem.
That's when mistakes happen.
Thank you, Rick, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Joe.
You made a mistake that cost your company some bucks?
I ended up costing my company over $10,000 worth of metal.
Ouch.
Because?
I worked at a machine shop, and I had to cut some stainless steel about 2 inches, and I cut it about an inch.
Oh. So it was an inch off.
Yeah.
And with sheet metal, that's not good? You can't just make it fit.
No.
Wow. So basically the entire piece they had to throw out, and you had to do it again?
They had to order all new material. The job was about 2 weeks late.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't.
Wow!
It's unbelievable.
Companies are way nicer than I thought.
No kidding. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That's the worst. You find out, you know, it's an insurer, really? Okay.
It's a terrible feeling.
Sorry, everyone. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
What mistake did you make at work? By the way, her name is Callie. But,
Sorry, I forgot.
What mistake did you make at work?
I'm responsible for ordering fabric, and I wrote the wrong color down, and they ordered 22,000 yards of the wrong color.
Not
22,000?
22,000
yards.
But still.
Wow. Big mistake. What, did you ever find out how much that cost?
It was about $5 a yard, so it was around $11,000.
All right. Good times. Did you keep your job?
I still work there.
What's happening? Wouldn't you think every one of these people would be fired?
Well, yeah, I seriously thought I was going to get fired that day. Yeah. I thought I was going to get fired.
All right. Thank you for the call. Wow.
Maybe they figure they'll never make that mistake again.
Well, clearly, but they made it the first time. All right. Let's go to Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
What happened?
What did it do?
What happened with you? What'd you do? What damage did you cause?
Okay. Well, I work for the railroad, and I'm a train verifier. I basically check the trains to make sure before they leave east that the correct freight is loaded on the train.
Right.
Well, what I did was I said that the correct freight was loaded and it was a UPS container.
Right.
And I sent it to Atlanta instead of sending it to New York.
To Atlanta instead of New York.
They had to pay a trucker $6,000 to derail it all the way to New York.
Oh, nice.
And pay his gas to come back.
And did you get fired?
No, I didn't.
What's
get
happening?
Fired.
She got promoted. What are you kidding?
Honestly,
you
know I thought I got the fired. I thought the end of one of the every one of these stories would be you got fired.
I got fired a couple months later for doing the same thing with a different container.
Yes. Yes.
So you did do it again.
Oh my god, I did it again. It's so easy. Oh my god.
That's the best.
Oh, Tiffany.
All right. You know they had a high level board meeting where they went, "Oh, but she's, you know, she's been with us
she
for works a while.
Hard and everyone makes
everybody
a mistake.
Can make a mistake once." And she did it again. That's the greatest.
Hello.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Bree. Hi, Bree.
Hello.
What happened? What'd you do? What damage did you cause?
I didn't cause any damage compared to all these people that I'm listening to, but I actually did get fired. It was over total worth about 72 cents, and I definitely lost my job.
How 72 cents?
Well, what had happened was I worked at Disneyland, and I put the juice in the wrong container, and they decided that, well, you're a liability, so peace out. I worked there for a year and a half for nothing.
Wow.
And I'm jealous of all these people who got promoted
for
like $10,000.
I got to tell you, they made the right call. But but I'm just saying, but I'm so surprised that no one else did. So the total cost of your mistake was 72 cents.
The amount of apple juice in the cup.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
There's part of this story that you are leaving out.
Yeah.
I guarantee that you
You're
had
a problem child,
75 other marks on your record. Come on.
No, there was also I was wearing an extra earring, but that's it.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you
come
can't
on.
Do that. You don't wear an extra
They got
earring.
Rules.
That's right. thank you for the call. She must have been going crazy listening to all these people that lost $250,000 and kept their job. All right, let's go to Ivan. Hi, Ivan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ivan.
What'd you do?
I work valet, and we were having a party at a restaurant. At the restaurant, and we parked the cars on Little Hill, and that's for the VIP area,
right?
Mm-hmm. And there was a Ferrari, another Ferrari, and a Lamborghini. And I get in the first Ferrari, the one at the top of the Little Hill, and I put it in reverse, thinking it's in drive. When I give it gas, it slams into the one behind me, and that one slams into the Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
So you wrecked two Ferraris and a Lamborghini.
And a Lamborghini.
Oh, my God.
What did that cost, do you know?
And that cost over $100,000.
Please tell me and the last caller that you kept your job.
And I'm driving there right now.
Yeah! Oh, my God, you rule.
Two Ferraris and a Lamborghini, and they said, that's all a day's work. Come on back.
Yeah, and I felt really bad, and they told me to keep working that night, and I said, no, I don't feel good. I was like, I don't feel well to work. I felt like I was going to crash into the car, and they said, no, just keep working, everything's okay, and the company paid for it.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Everybody but that last call. Woo! Sucks to be
here. And I guess that explains how much of a good worker I am, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ivan, thank you for the call.
All right.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here to check the showbiz bee. What's going
on? Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Don't do that to us. Don't do that to us.
Pass it over.
That is premature. Don't bogart it.
Wake me up when John McHale gets here.
Wake me up before you go-go.
File.
Really?
Yeah. File.
So file.
Yeah. Couldn't be more file.
Levi Johnston has officially turned down former Governor Sarah Palin's offer to have Thanksgiving dinner at the Palin House next week.
Oh, say it ain't so, Ralph.
Yeah, it just looks like those two sides will not be joining together over a wishbone.
What will they ever do?
I don't know.
About him,
I'm concerned. Levi says, it was a nice gesture, but she didn't mean it. Yeah, you think? You knocked up her teenage daughter.
Yeah, she didn't mean it. That's true.
He said having dinner with the Palins would be awkward. You think? God damn these people.
Stupid.
See, Janet Jackson on ABC last night, talking to Robin Roberts.
Saw a little bit of it. What was he asking her?
She said,
"Oh,
she, first of all, Robin is a woman.
Right, that's what I meant.
She asked Janet what the family believed about Michael's addiction to prescription drugs, and Janet said they all knew, but they believed Michael was in denial about his addiction.
Right.
She said the family members staged a drug intervention on more than one occasion.
Mm.
But she said it's something you can't do for someone. They have to do it for themselves, which is absolutely true if you if you know anyone with an addiction. So,
especially
something they could have done, really.
Especially if that person has unlimited wealth and fame and can just pay his way out of stuff.
And unlimited gloves.
That as well.
A lot of glittery gloves. Robert De Niro wants you to know that when you see him on Twitter.com, it's not him.
That doesn't surprise me. He does not seem like the type.
De Niro is not a chatty fellow.
No.
No.
Doesn't seem like a guy who would be putting pithy comments into 140-character messages.
Although Twitter, by its very nature, makes you keep it short. So maybe,
No. De Niro tweeting. He said there are imposters pretending to be him out there on the networking site, but he is not a fan of Twitter and certainly not a member. And if you ask him again, he will kill you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because that's the way he is. Speaking of tweeting, Jessica Simpson.
Oh. Yes.
Tweeted yesterday, can't wait to see my little sister Ashley in the Broadway production of Chicago. Ugh. I get chill bumps thinking about it.
Ugh.
Chill bumps.
Screw you. Screw you. Jessica Simpson must be stopped.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any stopping her, though, unfortunately. Although she has failed everything she's tried, so.
You know how celebrities always look so good?
Mm-hmm.
Especially even dudes, and we say, oh, he's getting better looking as he gets older.
Yeah.
He's got good genes.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just because they're rich and they can afford everything it takes to look good.
Like plastic surgery and the and such?
Leonardo DiCaprio was spotted coming out of a cosmetic store in Century City, California, called Blue Mercury, with a bag full of toners, cleansers, and wrinkle creams. In Touch magazine said he spent $1,400 on the products.
For moisturizer?
For face junk. Gene Simmons, please stay in the back of the room.
Yeah, not needed. Fill in your own joke.
Yeah.
Here.
Leonardo DiCaprio, $1,400 on face cream.
That sounds crazy expensive.
How is it possible?
It's just not that hard to do.
It's fruity is what it is.
How is it possible to spend
If you're buying really upper-end face creams and stuff, they can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yeah, some of the stuff is ridiculous.
I wonder how Lisa May could find some face cream for free. Gene Simmons, hey, Gene Simmons.
Oh, really?
But, that's also why Lisa went so crazy crackhead when Dr. Ray was in
that's
here.
That's right.
That was probably...
He's like, I'll take him! Ah!
It was probably over $1,000 worth of product.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a racket.
It is.
Wow.
We're in the wrong business. We got to start making some cream.
Done and done.
All right, you guys.
And is Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler back on drugs?
Oh, really?
I don't know if you've heard recently, but there have been rumors about the band breaking up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe Perry's got his own side project. Well, apparently Aerosmith rhythm guitarist Brad Whitford thinks Tyler's back on drugs.
Hmm.
He told Reuters, that he hasn't seen Steven actually doing drugs, but he says, you know, Steve has a long history of abuse.
Right.
And his current isolation from the rest of the band, he said, is a telltale sign. He's seen this before when Steven has been using. Brad also says he hopes they can find someone else to replace Steven so they can continue to make a living as a rock group.
Hmm.
I guess he's given up on Steven already. He's looking for a replacement.
Yeah.
So I hope that's not the case. That's sad if it is.
He was sober for a while, wasn't he?
Long, long time, yeah.
I went to a one of those events that's Music Cares, I think is the name of it, or something like that, and he was there, and it was all about sobriety, and he was speaking and stuff. You hate to see a guy like that go back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy is currently working on Beverly Hills Cop 4.
Nope.
Yes.
Are we excited?
Finally. No.
Oh. And apparently he's got his next project lined up. According to Hollywood Reporter, they just announced today his next film will be called The Misadventures of Fluffy.
Yeah.
Which is a film about talking animals in New York City.
And he plays how many of them?
I don't know.
All.
Do we need more talking animal movies?
No.
He did two Dr. Doolittles already.
Fail! Epic fail.
Eddie is apparently also working on a Fantasy Island remake. He wants to be the new Mr. Rourke.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? Here's your fantasy. And he's got another Shrek movie coming up, too. Called Shrek Marries Lamar Odom.
That's the official name?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah. Just going to use footage, live documentary footage. Today's celebrity birthdays: Jodie Foster is 47 years old today. Meg Ryan is 48. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver turns 49 years old. Allison Janney from The West Wing is 50. I used to like Allison Janney on The West Wing.
I did too.
I don't like her anymore.
Why?
Because of her damn healthcare commercials.
Oh,
she's the voice of Kaiser Permanente, I think it is.
And they want you to thrive.
We want you to thrive. We're in favor of jogging and walking.
Yeah.
Don't use your couch too much. F you, Allison Janney.
Yeah. Those are annoying.
Yeah. Calvin Klein, dude who makes clothing and underwear and stuff.
And perfume and everything else.
He's 67 years old today. Mogul Ted Turner is 71. And Larry King, good old Lair. Talk show host from CNN for many, many years. Got a radio show as well. Larry King is 76 years old today. He is insane.
Yes, he is.
I went to a screening once, a movie screening for The Dark Knight. This was the movie that was being touted at the time. No one had seen it yet, but it was Heath Ledger's last completed role.
Everybody was talking about
Heath Ledger in this movie will blow you away. He will get an Oscar nomination. He is the man. And so we're all excited about seeing it. It was a press screening. It was a small theater. And so we're sitting there, and there's two seats reserved next to me, right next to me. And they usher in, just as the lights go down, they usher in Larry King. They bring him in like one of those hand dollies with a with like a Silence of the Lambs mask on, you know, like Hannibal Lecter.
Does anyone look like they're going to collapse in a pile of powder any second more than him?
They wheel him in, and as the movie starts, the first scene with Heath Ledger comes up on the screen, and as if he's sitting at home with his grandkids, Larry starts talking out loud to the screen. He's terrific! The top of his lungs, he's barking stuff out. And then for the rest of the movie, like, look at those effects! That's some ride!
Did anyone help him and go, hey, old man, shut up?
No, it's Larry King. What are you going to do?
Tell him, hey, old man, shut up.
Everybody's craning their necks and looking around. Like, you realize you're not alone, right?
He's terrific.
So every time I think of Larry, I think of our moment we shared together where he told me what he thought of Heath Ledger. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Today, of course, Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday. Tomorrow's the day the new moon comes out, the new Twilight movie.
Woo!
And so that means if it opens tomorrow, that means tonight at midnight, there are a bunch of screenings.
Right.
And a bunch of people from this station are going, including Dave the King of Mexico, our assistant producer who's
That's right.
Going to the midnight showing tonight. To see that, because they can't see it on Friday or Saturday. They got to see it at midnight tonight.
Well, sometimes it's just more fun to be with all the fans, everybody else who loves it so much.
And this is my first midnight screening ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know.
This is the one you picked, though?
This is the one I picked.
Now, that's bad enough, but okay, let's just let that go.
Okay.
How many people are going in your group?
20.
Wow.
But seriously. Yeah, we're going to go see it at the Arclight Cineramic Dome.
But seriously.
Which is going to be awesome.
20 for real?
Yeah, okay. For real.
Are all of you making custom T-shirts?
I don't know if all of us are.
Because I heard them in the office yesterday.
I think at least 5 to 7 of us are for sure.
What should I make on my t-shirt? I said, what t-shirt are you making? I'm going to the midnight screening and I need to make a t-shirt. We're all making t-shirts. It's like, what are you talking about? And I'd like your input too as well at 1-800-520-1067. What should the King of Mexico's t-shirt say for the screening this tonight at midnight? I said, team, I live with my mom and dad. I thought that would be, I thought that would be funny. Dave, not a big fan of that. Yeah, have you already picked it and made it?
I haven't made it yet, but I had an idea. You know, I had
1-800-520-1067. If you have an idea for what Dave's t-shirt should look like when he goes to the premiere.
Now, granted, it's just going to be a white t-shirt with a saying on it. So
right.
Yeah, just to show my support for, you know, who we're there for.
Right.
Are you of a particular team?
Yeah, are you on a team?
Well, you want to know what my shirt was going to say?
Yeah.
My shirt was going to say, Alice sucks, ... in a good way. Get it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we get it.
Yes.
Do you know who Alice is?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Now, you're with me now, right?
She's very attractive.
Yeah, you're with me, right? You know what I'm saying?
She's attractive.
Yeah, she's real pretty.
Yes, we know what you're saying, and we're with you that she's pretty.
So you're in.
I'm not sure the t-shirt should say that, though. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
What about how about this? Team Virgin. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Team Crying in Isolation.
What?
No. Nah. Team Loser? No?
Nah, I'll pass on that one.
Team Adult Acne? How about that? I'm just making suggestions. Things that come to mind when you think about... Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
What do you think Dave's t-shirt should say?
I'm a twitard.
I'm a twitard.
Oh, see, that's too obvious.
I'm not a twitard, though, you know?
What are you doing, then?
I'm just going to go see a movie with a bunch of friends.
You cannot say...
That's what I'm doing.
You cannot go to your first ever midnight screening ever in the history of your life to go to this movie and say you're not a twitard.
I'm not a twitard. I'm just going to go see a movie at midnight with friends.
If he hasn't read the books...
When you have to be at work at 5 in the morning the next day, you are a twitard.
He always sleeps through work.
Yeah, that's 3 hours of sleep, though. I mean...
It is. It's a little... For those of us that have to get up early, it is a little bit of a sacrifice. Like, Monday night, we went to see them Crooked Vultures at the Roxy. They played, you know, we got home at 1, whatever.
Right.
Fantastic. Worth it. No problem. Tired the next day. Yeah. Fine. Worth it. But it's your first ever.
Yeah.
And you're going with 20 friends. Yeah. You can see why that would be really fun.
It's going to be awesome.
I can see how doing things with friends would be fun, but his t-shirt is lame.
Not just me. There's going to be a group of us. Probably a whole row.
All of you are going to.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
No one's denying that you're going to enjoy yourself. No one's saying you shouldn't do it. But you can't sit here and say you're not a twitard if you're going to go through it.
I think he can.
When have I ever spouted Twilight crap?
He doesn't read the books.
I don't read the books.
I don't think he can be a twitard.
He can't read. That's why.
Well, there may be that.
Hey, let's go to Herbert, by the way. He's got a good suggestion for Dave's shirt. Hi, Herbert.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you think his shirt should say?
I think it should say, can't read, so watch the movie.
Team, I can't read, so I watch the movie.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
I like it.
And accurate.
And much better than yours. In a good way, though.
Yeah,
know what
have
I
to
mean?
Explain your shirt.
Ha, ha, ha.
On your shirt. That's
I don't have
good.
To explain it. It's self-explanatory, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's going to get it.
Sure.
It's going to be awesome.
It is.
It's going to be the hit.
It is going to be
I think
I'm
going to like it.
People are going to love it.
Let's go to buy it.
Richard, hi.
Hey, instead of King of Mexico, let's do King of the New Moon.
King of New Moon. Yeah, no?
No. I'll pass on that one.
All right.
Thanks.
Because yours is so good.
Yeah, mine is awesome.
Robert, by the way, if you don't pick this one, you're lame. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robert.
What should his...
I think his t-shirt should say Mangina.
Team Mangina. I like it. That's a good one.
Tons of chicks will be there.
Yes.
Yep, that makes me gay.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're going to score with all of them.
I can.
Yeah.
If you have that makes you on the no game game. Think about that. Because you're
about,
like, hey, I don't care.
How about Team Man Boobs? How about that? It's just an idea. All right, let's go to Genesis. What the hell's going on here?
What?
Hi, Genesis.
Hi.
What should a shirt say?
Team Puberty.
Team Puberty? All right. Good. Team looking forward to puberty.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, okay. That's a good idea. You're getting a lot of good ideas here, David. You're shaking your head.
All of these
are better than yours. What's yours again?
One.
Tell me what yours is again.
Alice sucks.
In a good way.
In the good way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you know what I'm referring to.
Yes. Of course. And that doesn't make it better. Who's Ellis, by the way?
Ellis Hobbs.
Let's go to Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Dave's making a T-shirt for the midnight screening tonight.
I know. And it should say, I'm as queer as a football bat.
Football bat. Oh, for God's sake,
that's
Dave.
That's the point, Dave.
You don't use bats at... Oh,
that's the point.
Oh, yeah. His idea's bad.
Yeah.
Because yours is, if you know what I mean. That's so much better. Ooh, I'm going to look down my nose at other people because I came up with such a good one. Jovi. What's happening? I don't know what's happening with the names. Jovi?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys. You know, I think Dave's shirt should just simply say vampires suck.
You know, someone's gonna have that already. Like Edward sucks, or
yeah,
you don't want to go with
Jacob
anything.
Bites. You know, everyone's gonna have those.
You don't want to go.
I don't want to have.
Stand out.
I don't want to have a double. You know, like I don't want to have the same shirt as somebody.
Sure.
Else.
No, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, shirts to say team captain on the front,
mm-hmm.
and then on the back it should say of the dorks.
Okay. All right, I like the front-back idea.
I like how
front
he back. Delivers it with anger.
Of the dorks! Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Melissa.
What's your idea?
I think since there's going to be so many girls there, because that's why you're going, right, Dave?
That's what he says.
Say,
yeah.
Feels like Edward from behind.
It feels like Edward.
That's funny.
The best
that's
idea
brilliant.
Ever, Melissa.
That I might Come have to go on. With that one.
I think you do.
That's pretty good.
I might have to go with that. I think we found a winner.
All right, let's try this one more. We're running late, and that was maybe the best one yet. Team Turtleneck. You can think about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Good.
Omar.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I think the shirt should say, I'm a gay, dumb Mexican who should kill myself.
Oh, my God. That's even better.
It's kind of long for sure.
It is long for sure, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, totally. Kill yourself, Dave.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is that magical time of year when we are taking submissions for Miss Double December.
Yes.
She represents us. She's our beauty queen for all of 2010. And starting with our acoustic Christmas shows at the end of this year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Get to go to both of those. Get to go to the summer show, the Weenie Roast. Get to go to singles parties. Whatever we're at, you get to go at.
Right.
So there's something. I mean, people do have Lisa to look at, but then they look at all of us and they go, oh, we need more.
Yeah, I can't balance you
can't,
guys
there's
out.
No balance.
I can only balance maybe one and a half of you.
So you go to the website, kevinandbean.com. You click on Miss Double December. You can send in a photo.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have to say this, but and I love Caitlin's picture because she sent in a funny picture of her just scowling.
Right.
Wearing
Elvis sunglasses.
But it's from her clavicle up.
Right. And so while it's a funny picture, you know, it's Miss Double December. Maybe we need to see.
Need some D's.
Waist up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the other thing is don't leave the face out either. We shouldn't have to say either of these two things. But we do apparently. You can fill out the questionnaire and then on Monday we'll cut off the entries and we will pick a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put them on the website. People can then vote for who's going to be the Miss Double December. Then we have a live pageant.
Which is way fun.
And
you
the live
come.
Pageant is so great because. Yeah. Alcohol.
Close freely.
It's one of the best live events we do every year.
It really is.
And largely because of the alcohol.
And
but we run it like an actual beauty contest, and we've got a swimsuit portion of the day, and we've got a talent,
right?
We've got the girls performing their talents. Everyone has to write in on the questionnaire and say what they would do in a talent competition. We ask the girls questions.
Here's asking the girls questions. I want to play this clip from a past Miss Double December pageant, and you can tell us if it sounds like you want to be there.
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yeah!
Change their face.
She was bitter.
But the voting hadn't even finished yet, had it? I mean, it wasn't.
No, we vote all the way through to the pageant.
It wasn't even over. Why would you insult everyone there?
I think she knew she didn't
she
have a shot.
She knew it was going down.
And
going
a lot
down.
Of shots.
Yeah. And then there was one contestant that named Kelly who who had some special clothing that she wore that day.
Kelly has taken her shirt off, and in place of what you would call pasties in the stripper business, she has a felt Kevin and Bean on one of each of her voluptuous breasts.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you need some help getting the glue off or anything, Kelly? Are you okay?
I don't, but I wanted to show Ralph I actually put his name on my vagina like he requested.
Is that right?
Sure enough.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
So, my favorite part of that, like he requested. Yeah. I like that.
Wow.
Well, I was thinking where I could go, you know, and she used me as sort of like a thong. Thong.
You're not going to believe this, but I don't have tape of it to prove it to you, but everyone cheered after this girl sang this song. Happened.
Yeah.
And then everyone went, yeah!
You should see the applications this year for talents and what some of the girls are putting in.
Yes.
While standing up, I can put one leg behind my head.
Oh!
That's a crowd pleaser.
That is a crowd pleaser. That's a talent. Another girl says something regarding how much capacity her throat has.
Yes.
She talks about that.
Okay.
Huh. If we have anything nearby that's about 10 inches long, she said she can prove something.
All right.
Regarding that.
I'm not sure what she's talking about.
I'm not either. Here's a young lady who says she can get out of handcuffs behind her back. How do you discover you have that talent? Does that happen in the back of a patrol car?
Yeah, handcuffs.
Is that when you realize that you have the gift to be able to get out and have handcuffs when you're cuffed behind your back? She sounds like trouble.
We are going to be doing the pageant at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is where we've done it in the past, and they are fantastic. We always love going there. Here's, again, I'd like you to listen to our response, not necessarily the girl, but the response to the girl. She had written a poem and memorized it, and then it didn't go quite as well as she had hoped.
I'll make you not need a man as a lover. I forgot the rest of that.
That's okay. That's all right. There's nothing wrong. You got to end on that.
All right. That's good. That's fine. Everything's good.
You have big boobs.
And then there's...
What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Face! That may be my favorite clip ever.
Don't apply if you're angry. You don't need any more angry girls this year.
The problem, though, is anger plus alcohol. That's always the issue.
I asked one of the girls last year, if you could punch anyone in the face, have free reign, you could punch anyone in the face, who would it be? She's like, all you people out there didn't vote for me. Like, wow, get her off the stage.
It's not the time to be bitter.
No,
at a pageant.
Be happy. But be joyous.
If you'd like to represent the Kevin and Bean Show at everything next year and all of our events and concerts and stuff like that, go to the Kevin and Bean website, kevinandbean.com, click on Miss Double December. Very easy. Fill out some information, answer a few questions, put a picture on there.
don't take a picture of what looks like you in the woods pooping.
Is that anyone in particular?
No,
you just saying that in general.
I would like not to see that photo. I'm trying to think of photos I wouldn't want to see. That would be one of them.
But you were looking at a photo, right?
No,
you
I wasn't.
You were
I was imagining.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. On the way, we have Joel McHale in the studio, who we love, of course.
Yes.
From The Soup and also the TV show Community. We have more tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. We have the World Series of Poker winner from this year. 21-year-old dude who just wrecked everybody and walked away with $8.5 million.
That is life changing.
Yes, it is. So that's coming up as well. First, I don't know if you've seen the story. Sean Connery, as you know, an old actor, used to be James Bond.
Oh, he's James Bond, right? Yeah.
I think we have a pretty good relationship with him. We call him from time to time to check in on him.
We do talk to him.
And we found out that he, although he was retired, he is acting as, you know, voice in a new animated movie.
Yeah.
Called Sir Billy. So we thought we'd check in with him and just find out exactly what's going on. Hey, Sean.
Well, hello, Dr. Von Stein.
Sean, where does all the hate come from?
Well, it comes mostly from my...
We've done nothing but...
I have an enormous... And it's usually filled with hatred and...
We've done nothing but be nice to you. We like you. We call you all the time. What's the problem?
You wake my ass up early every morning.
Oh, there's that.
Sorry.
I'm trying to sleep. I'm exhausted from all the that I do.
Okay.
You can't right. as much as I do.
All right.
And Sean. Not sleep in the morning to try to rejuvenate.
Okay. All
get
right.
some more stored up in my...
Listen, we can't use most of those words.
Can you use this one? You.
One of them, yeah, we can use you. All right, we called for two reasons. One, Daniel Craig is one of the sexiest men alive.
He is.
According to People Magazine.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is. There's yeah. gay men everywhere.
Oh, I see.
Oh, do you see?
Yeah, I see.
Why
yeah.
do you let the woman talk, I wonder?
Because we like her.
Because I'm on the show. I'm part of the show.
There's only one in your body oh. that should be open at any time.
Sean.
Dude, God.
All right, two
Sean.
Both of them are
You are the
Those
rudest
are the ones
man.
Who should be open.
At the same time?
Yes, wow. preferably.
All right.
It's tight.
Ugly.
Now, Sean, the real reason we're calling is because you are going to do an animated voice.
Yes, I'm coming out of retirement, getting back into the film business, and I'm very excited about Sir Billy.
Sir Billy.
Yes.
All right, now let me read what the movie's about.
All right.
You tell me if this is accurate, if we have the...
This should be good.
The movie centers on a retired skateboarding veterinarian.
Yes.
Another one of those. Who lives in a remote Scottish village.
Thank you and good night.
And who spearheads the rescue of an illegal fugitive who also happens to be a beaver.
Yes.
That's the plot line.
I will play the beaver.
Oh, I didn't realize that's
right.
your role?
Yes, the bearded beaver.
Right.
Who eventually decides to shave and become a shaved beaver.
Right.
And I just become all f***ing
Wow.
And everyone wants to f*** me. Because I'm a great-looking beaver.
But
is this a children's?
Everyone says, oh, look at that shaved beaver. Isn't that attractive?
But this is an
I like it much more than that hairy beaver.
This is an animated movie for kids.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a cute, adorable little beaver with teeth.
Right.
And I chop down trees and make dams with my teeth and my paddle tail.
Right, okay, so that part's good for kids.
It is good.
So, and you're also an executive producer.
Yes, that means I get to everybody who works on the show.
That's what that means.
It does.
I didn't
realize
that.
I've seen executive producer titles everywhere. I didn't realize that you get to just have whoever, whenever.
I do. That's part of my contract.
Wow.
Would nice. You like a job on the film, talkie whore?
No, that's I'm you. Good. No, I'm fine. Thanks.
Chatty von Horse Slut?
Come on, John. There's no need for that kind of language.
Oh, there's every need for it. The only thing that gets me up in the morning is a good go f*** yourself.
All right. When does Sir Billy come out?
It comes out as soon as you s*** me up.
Oh, my
God. For God's sake.
As soon as your f*** gets filled with my
okay.
I'll show you the movie.
All
How
right.
about that?
Great talking to you.
Me.
Best ever.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock, and Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph? I know.
It's quiet.
Just ignore
it's quiet,
it.
Man.
Let's move on. Mike's flying in the back trying to get the music.
Why can't I get some music?
You will.
I'm too busy hanging.
This segment usually has music underneath it.
It does, but I'm saying if you just move on, maybe no one will notice.
How about that music? Should we put this under it? Put this music under it.
All right, I have it now. You're
keyboard
right.
cattle to play you off.
Sorry.
There we go. Well-oiled machine.
It's on a CD, and Mike couldn't find it. He was literally, like, crawling around on his hands and knees.
Cameron Diaz needs to shut the hell up. Yep. She's talking about her new film, The Box.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is based on the idea that a couple will get $1 million if they press a button on a box, but they know that someone out there in the world that they don't know will die. That's the premise.
Random.
Yes. Any,
somebody,
yeah.
Give me
so
the
she
box.
She said in an interview... The movie has an important moral message. And the box is like using credit cards.
What?
Because nothing comes for free. Shut up.
What?
Just shut up.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Trying to teach life lessons now?
So, killing someone with a push button is like using your charge card? What's in your wallet?
Maybe that's related to the $1 million that you get?
I don't know.
She's bad.
I guess she's saying no matter, you know, how good a deal looks... There's always, you always have to pay in the end.
Right, you're something. In a movie, so.
Shut up!
Wish Cameron Diaz would pay in the end. You know what I'm saying? Jason Lee's having a good week. I told you yesterday that he is starring in a new TV series produced by George Clooney called Delta Blues, about a Memphis police officer who still lives with his mom and moonlights as an Elvis impersonator. Well, Jason now is directing a feature film.
Really?
He's directing a big screen movie called Get Back, and it's a comedy about two Beatles fans who go back in time to the 60s, and one of them gets caught up in a love triangle between John Lennon and Yoko Ono. That could be funny.
Could be. In the right hands, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Beatles, did you hear about this guy who had set up websites where you could download Beatles music for a price.
No.
For a quarter each, you could download all the Beatles music.
Which has not been available for download.
And isn't. And the Beatles have not given the rights even to iTunes yet for anyone to download their music.
They're not the kind to sue, right?
No, Lisa. They like it when you sell their stuff without giving them any money.
That was always my impression.
Yeah, they came down on this guy, Hank Rissen is his name. He had two sites called Bluebeat.com and Bassbeat.com where people could go and download Beatles songs for 25 cents a pop.
What the hell was he thinking?
Dumbass.com as well.
I guess he made a certain amount of money before they caught up with him. I didn't have permission or legal rights, as I mentioned, but here's the thing. Hank thinks he's got a loophole because he says he didn't use the actual recordings, he claims, from the Beatles.
What does that mean?
He claims all the music was re-recorded using a mental technique he came up with called psychoacoustic simulation.
No, he's crazy.
He's crazy.
Which means he recreated it in his mind.
With his mind.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
And then just thought really hard onto the MP3 file.
Wow.
Psychoacoustic simulation.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you get Zippo, nada.
Looks like Avril Lavigne has moved on after a divorce with Sum 41's Derek Whibley. Life and Style magazine shows some photos of her out with a new gentleman by the name of Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh, wow.
Wilmer does all right for himself.
He does all right for himself is right.
For those of you who are keeping score at home, this Mr. Valderrama has had relationships with Ashley Simpson, Mandy Moore, Lindsay Lohan, just to name a few. He is no stranger to hot young female celebrities. And, of course, he played the popular candy dispenser Pez on that 70s show, too.
I think it was Fez. But I'm
sure you do, Kevin. I'm sure you do. Kellen Lutz got a new movie coming out this weekend called New Moon. He is one of the vampires in Twilight, of course. A little upset the other night. He was at a party to celebrate the premiere. He went to the door, and the bouncer would not let him in. Had no idea who he was. According to the New York Post, things got physical. After just a few seconds, Kellen apparently has a short fuse and was in the guy's face, and there was words exchanged, and people had to be held back. And
he's
got a
wolf.
Tense.
You don't want to get in that guy's
face. I think
face.
He's a sucker. Oh. I think he's one of the suckers.
Vampire. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to see Bala. I want to see Bala. Speaking of fights, Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair got into it in Australia. They threw down. It's like a real-life rematch of the 80s wrestling phenomenon.
Anytime anybody from that world, quote, gets in a fight, I don't buy it.
Yeah, this is the real deal, though. They were promoting a wrestling event. Things got physical, and the Hulkster got beaten up. You can find the photos on TMZ.com, but really, his face is pretty pounded in. He's got blood everywhere, and it had to be taken to the hospital. Representatives for both sides say it was the real deal. It wasn't bogusness.
Wasn't a stunt.
Wasn't bogusness.
Wasn't radio bogusness. So, we wish you well, brother.
The Kevin and me microphones were there.
I'd love to hear the fight.
How it went down.
Wow. Sounds like a rough one.
It does.
And I guess the Emmys didn't like getting their ass kicked by football. Daily Variety says this year's 62nd annual Primetime Emmy Awards will be in August to avoid conflicts with NBC's Sunday Night Football coverage.
When is it normally?
Usually in the fall.
Oh, it is in the fall. Okay.
Yeah. They're going to do it before football season in order to avoid that. So,
makes sense.
Because even Neil Patrick Harris, who was hosting, was mentioning that people were watching football that night. So, there you go.
Makes sense. Why fight something like that, already established?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I think they should do all the award ceremonies in the summertime, because there's nothing to watch on television.
That's true.
It would be great to have the Oscars and the Emmys and the CMAs. No, I don't watch those.
You don't watch this.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jodie Foster is 47 years old today. Meg Ryan is 48. Matt Sorum, drummer for Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, is 49. Allison Janney. Live, rise, and thrive.
I wonder if she says in those freaking commercials. She's 50. Ahmad Rashad is 60. Calvin Klein is 67. Ted Turner is 71. And Larry King, our favorite talk show host on television. Larry King is 76 years old today. Wasn't Larry just interviewed outside of a restaurant, he and his wife?
He was. He was outside a restaurant, and a TMZ photographer caught up with him and wanted to ask about Carrie Prejean. And not,
he just interviewed her, famously, and she said, "You're being inappropriate, Larry," and they had a big smackdown. It was great.
And here's what you need to know, that since you can't see it in this particular forum, is that he can't understand a word the guy's saying, so the wife has to tell him everything. And he is the most lost. Larry King is a guy who worked in radio in the, I don't know, 40s and 50s or so. I mean, he's been around,
he's
forever.
Around forever.
Ever. Yeah. And now he's lost his mind and he can't hear and he doesn't know what's going on, but this happened.
So, what was up with Carrie Prejean the other night?
Oh my gosh. Larry? What was up with Carrie Prejean the other night?
Nothing.
Nothing. What do you think about Vivid offering her a deal now? You think she should take it? Vivid?
Who's Vivid?
It's adult entertainment. They're offering a deal for the tapes.
Get nude pictures of me? $500.
Larry's trying to push nude pictures of himself.
You want nude pictures of me? $500. I'll do it for a nice pastrami sandwich and a pickle.
How ugly that would be.
Some tapioca. Sean, I just made messy in my pants. Time to go home, Larry. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Don't forget, K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th.
You need to add more bands to that.
Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon. There is a pre-sale. Go to krock.com and update your
The commercials alone are 9 minutes long.
They are, I know.
Because they have to list all the bands.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? It's a bargain.
It is an incredible bargain. So,
Saturday at noon. It's world famous K-Rock now. It is 6 minutes after 8. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have Joel McHale
there
in the
is.
Studio with
us. There
Thank
Joel
you, guys. McHale. Thanks for having me.
TV star Joel McHale.
Yep.
Can't turn on a television without him popping up someplace.
I'm pretty desperate.
He's on the basic cable. He's on network. He's on paper porn. I saw him the other night.
I missed that.
It was some of my more recent work.
Good. It's called Man Soup.
He hosts The Soup on E, and then Man Soup apparently on video.
Yeah, Mankini and I. And,
and then he's on Community, which is Thursdays at 8 on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And have you enjoyed all the episodes?
I love that show.
Can't get enough Community.
Love it.
That one time when you guys were at that community college and you were all sitting at that table and you had books, remember?
Ralph, that's
I love that episode. Ralph, that was a good one.
That's every episode. Oh. This is one of my favorite scenes, and I want you to just expound on it afterwards. Just tell
us. Because you don't know what it is.
I know, but maybe the audience does.
I mean, come on.
Tell us where you were coming from in this scene.
Now I got to start the whole joke over again. Okay, so this...
No! I've got one for you. A doddering old fool walks into a bar, tells a stupid joke, and I crush his windpipe with my three-ring binder.
All right, why was she being so mean to you? I don't understand that.
She had just quit smoking, and that was Chevy Chase she was talking to. Wow. Thanks,
That wasn't you?
No, that was not me, but thank you for thinking my voice was that resonant. That was...
All right, I have another clip. This one's you.
All right, do it.
Tell me about
it. I am offering you an opportunity to spend the night drinking from the cup of life rather than romancing your nether regions in front of the E Channel.
Right. Okay,
now,
that's
were you making
not
fun
me,
of the
that,
soup?
No,
your
that,
show on the
no,
E Channel?
No, that was John Michael Higgins.
Oh, he's funny.
He's terrific. He's on the show
He's on
a
your
lot.
Show?
Yeah, he's on Community.
Wow, that's great.
That guy's good.
He was making fun of me. He was talking to me and making a comment about the E Channel that I'm on. And
what part
so it wasn't
you?
Actually me making fun of me there.
Massaging your nether regions. That's a funny line.
So, yeah. Okay. Once again, swing and a miss.
Apparently, you're in a debate or something. Tell me.
No, because you loved the episode.
I have it memorized. But tell me about what
tell
you were thinking.
Tell the people at home.
Yeah.
There was
a trick for achieving the proper competitive mindset. I always envision my opponent having aggressive sex with my mother.
Now, why would you say that? That doesn't
once
seem
again,
like
that was John Michael Higgins. Who is terrific.
He's very funny.
And, he's in all the Christopher Guest movies.
Christopher Guest movies, yeah.
He is an amazing improviser. Not me.
He was on the much-missed now Kim and Kath.
Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
see what you did? You reversed the words there, but I'm pretty much in correcting mode right now.
Sorry.
So far, no, none of these clips have had me in them.
Okay, well, this one, during the actual debate, you can explain it, though.
He was horny, so he dropped him. Man is evil.
Now, it sounds like you're on helium or
I don't know what's wrong with you there, but because that is not even close to my voice. That's Alison Brie, who's on Mad Men and
she's
on Community.
She's Campbell's wife on Mad Men,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's
I love Mad
terrific.
Men. Are you on Mad Men? You ever
no,
Mad
I'm not
Men?
On Mad Men.
You should try to get on that show. That's good.
I would love to be on it.
That's
but
a good show,
look,
Mad Men.
It's a great show, but it's not my, that is not my voice.
Did you see the finale of Mad Men?
Yes, it was amazing. Great, I love it. It was one of the best shows on television. That is all.
You should try to get on that show.
I would like to, but
that
none of those clips were made.
You know that guy, that Filipino guy that plays on the other debate team?
Yes.
That's my friend Jason.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I remember him on that show.
You remembered him on Community?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember him talking?
No, he
because
he didn't talk.
But
he
but
never
I
spoke.
Watched him.
He was paid. Right. He was background.
All right, tell me about the scene.
But I just remember him. That's all I'm
in
saying.
In the classroom and what you were thinking when you said this.
Alberto, usted es feo. You are ugly.
All right, why would you be mean to the other people in
that was Ken Jeong. Who plays Senior Chang.
Dr. Ken?
You might remember Dr. Ken from the movie The Hangover, where he was naked.
Where he jumped out of the trunk of the car.
Yes, hilarious.
Trying to F on me.
He wasn't even speaking to me in that scene.
You should
I wasn't on camera.
Get in a show with that guy. Because
I am in a show with that guy.
Everything he's ever done.
I'm in that show. Yes, it's called Community, NBC.
He was on Role Models, that guy?
Yeah, I remember.
He's in Community.
He was in The Goods. He was on Couples Retreat.
You don't need to tell me his credits.
Hangover, that guy was
You're
great.
Reading it off IMDb right now.
You should get on a show with him as well.
I am on a show with him. It's on tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC.
Right, oh, we'll have to watch that.
Jeez. Your show is on? It's already on? It's aired?
It's been on for weeks.
I thought this was a pilot.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, the pilot pilot premiered this year.
What is my face
mid-September.
Red.
On TV?
Where else would it be? A play?
What point?
Like at the Pantages?
What point in the season do you join the cast?
I'm on every show. Everyone.
You've been preempted a lot, though, right? By
no!
The World Series?
In fact, we've never been preempted because the World Series was on Fox.
Oh. But they moved you from one night to another.
No.
I'm having a hard time finding the show.
Nope, same night.
Because they keep...
The only thing they've done is move the time. And don't think that that's your excuse.
Oh, well, they moved the time.
Yeah.
I was watching Hank.
So not our fault.
And I think you guys were in the same time as Hank.
Hank is not on.
Oh.
At the same time.
Oh.
All right, here's another clip. This one is you. I'm sure this is you.
Jeez.
Why don't we go get a beer? I'll give you some advice, and we can have what the kids are calling a sausage fest.
No.
Okay, I'll give you that the fact that he's talking to me.
Are you a gay character on the show?
No, that was Chevy Chase misusing the phrase sausage fest because his character is a guy who says sorts of things like that.
Chevy Chase, by the way, is a guy you should get on a TV show.
I am on a TV show with him.
He is a comedy legend. Saturday
Night Live.
Ken Jeong and Chevy Chase are on the same show as I am.
When does
Spies
it start?
Like Us? Spies Like Us?
It started in mid-September. There's been like 8 episodes.
Right, but when... you're being combative.
Yes.
Yeah, you're being a little hostile, Joel.
Wouldn't you be?
When is your episode airing?
I am in every episode. Am I that unmemorable for you?
Of Community?
Yes.
Community's the whole title.
Community.
That's the only title it goes by.
What else would it be?
I think I would have heard of this show. With those, actors.
It's on Thursday night. NBC's Thursday Night of Comedy. It's
Before
been
after
around.
Friends.
The Thursday Night of Comedy's been around.
Why didn't you mention
years.
It on
after Friends?
Friends was Friends stopped being on the air 10 years ago.
Before after Friends.
How dare we have Friends time slot? Does that
Cheers,
help?
Then
we
Friends.
Have to, no
Thursday night to NBC.
Yeah, it's right before Night Court. Family Ties is on that. You know, Michael J. Fox has moved on to do movies.
Are you gonna leave the Soup when? You start doing this show.
You can't
I
do
am
both.
Doing
that
this
seems
show
like too much.
And the Soup at the same time.
Wow.
And it's been
That's
that
your
way
plan?
How for 2 months.
You should maybe check like a weekend ago. Maybe I'm too tired. Once
Look,
you start.
We had this conversation in August when I came in here.
You've been here?
Oh, my Lord.
All right, I got it.
Maybe we should take a break and regroup. Break.
Are you guys?
We need
a little
to
research.
Look him up. See what he does.
Maybe a little research.
This is really I'm just demoralizing.
Give me a second.
It's been busy this morning. We just didn't have time.
I mean, Bean's not here.
We'll take a break.
No.
And he might have
He's
seen you in it.
Yeah.
Maybe Bean saw the show.
That could be.
This is real.
Is that who decided to book?
Maybe that's why he's not feeling well.
Terribly. Mm. I feel like I've been cut out of an Al Pacino film.
You were a soft no.
Oh, I see how it's going to go now.
Touché. Well played.
I see.
Well, we're going to take a break, do a little research, see if we can figure things out, and we'll be right. We have the very great Joel McHale in the studio.
Yeah,
who's on.
Thank you.
Of course, played for the Celtics for many years.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
You're just going to go with
now it. Now is in the wheelchair in Glee.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You're the wheelchair guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks.
You know what you should do? You should do some type of show on pop culture. Make fun of, like, lady celebrities.
Dang it. This is what I thought maybe this would clear up after the first segment, but no. Yeah, I do.
Well, we got the community thing squared away.
Yes.
Right.
But now they're telling us you have a second television show.
This is, I have come into your station like 8 or 9 times to talk about that show, which is The Soup on
E. 8 or 9 times.
Right, sure, we remember that.
That's a lot.
I come in all the time. We made fun of Tyra Banks together.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
we make fun of her. I think you just listen to the show and you think you're.
Yeah, we're talking. Hey,
you think I'm one of those
in my head.
Crazy listeners
maybe.
Who walks up and thinks they're personal friends with
yeah.
you? No, no, no. We actually are friends.
Have you ever worked under the name Bobby Slayton? We've had him in a bunch. I know.
No,
no,
no, no.
Joe Moore?
No,
no,
no.
We do
not Joe Rogan. No. It's called The Soup. It's on E. It's
and
been
you
on
use your name.
Years. Yeah, my
what
name.
Do you use
like you thought I would have a pseudonym.
What's your stage?
My stage name.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, I loved Star Wars.
No, it's a different spelling for SAG rules. It's actually Kerry M. Fisher. Yeah.
Right.
How dare you?
We did some research during the break. We did find that, to our embarrassment, you are on this community show.
Yeah.
We don't have any clips from you, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
You had a lot of clips that none of them involved me.
Right. I have one more clip.
What time's
it on? Clearly
what time's
bad.
It on? I'm going to watch tonight.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
NBC.
NBC. 8 o'clock.
It's part of the lineup of comedy.
NBC. 8 o'clock.
NBC. 8 o'clock.
NBC.
8 o'clock.
I will email you because I have your personal emails and we've chatted before.
We've
over
never
them.
Given you our emails. What are you thinking?
It's really weird.
All right, I have one more clip. Tell us about this character. I don't know who it is, but maybe you can enlighten us.
All right.
It.
You and I are going to study harder than we've ever studied before and beat City College tomorrow.
Really?
No.
All right, what's that about?
That was me. That actually was me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale.
Yay, that's an acting.
That was you, the guy that
was me being sarcastic to Allison Brie.
The girl that said, really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, jeez.
That was Allison Brie again, from who's also on Mad Men.
It took me...
Delightful actor.
All comedy aside,
amazing.
Which has been for some time now. it took me like 5 episodes to realize it was the same girl that was Campbell's wife.
Really?
Was also that girl in that show.
Until you said it today.
Really?
No idea.
Because of how they dress her on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's so different. She's so
like
sort of dour and
yeah.
you know,
and
fragile.
Then, but you saw her...
On Mad Men. And on your show, she's so fun and spunky and
And you saw
young.
Her come out of her shell last
yes,
week.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she's...
I don't know who any of those people are.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No, she's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Gosh.
In all honesty...
Yes.
Love The Soup. Love
Thank
me.
You.
You're the best thing on all of them.
On The Soup.
Yes.
I am the only person that's usually... I'm the only... There's
as
one camera.
As far
I'm
as
the
I'm
only person on it.
Right.
But there's a dog.
Once in a while.
There's a dog and a guy in a bikini.
Yeah.
And people
yeah.
shout from the background.
That's true.
Maybe they could be my favorite.
No one's ever said, I really like the people shouting at you
no?
off camera.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, I'll take that.
And you're on Community, apparently.
Yes.
Which is our favorite show. I mean,
that is clearly not true.
We watch it every week.
Now, what happened last week?
You were on it.
The debate.
All right. Lisa may help you.
Here are my skills. I was trying to keep up with that. I don't know what I'm talking about, but no. I couldn't. You're on a debate. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Improv classes are paying off.
Sorry, I'm a
I mean,
slow.
No.
You still doing the stand-up too, Joel? You still traveling around the country doing hilarious comedy?
A little bit, yeah. I have one show left.
One comedy show left,
and then that's
the problem
it? You're
is
retiring?
I scheduled some things, and so Community would shoot till 7 in the morning, and then I would just drive to the airport.
Oh,
and I'd
man.
Be, I'd have to change. One time, I was going to Peoria. So,
on purpose?
And,
Illinois?
Yeah,
Arizona,
I did a college there, and I got onto the plane. And I had worked all night, and I got on the plane. I was like, I'm just going to take a little, like a Tylenol, like 2 Tylenol PM,
right.
So I can sleep on this plane. I'm like, why? What the heck? 3. And then I put on the sleep mask, and then the next thing I wake up, and I'm like, hey, everyone's late getting off the plane. Nope, plane's broken. And
you've been sitting on the tarmac.
Yeah, plane's broken. We're going. We never even pushed back. And so then they're like, sorry, you're not going to. The flight is canceled. Good luck. So then I was like wandering through the airport like, hi, my name is Captain Crunch. I need an airplane to take
That's
me to
awesome.
Peoria. Like, who's the weirdo? So I flew through that.
But you, after working all night to 7 a.m. then getting on a plane, are at the top of your game.
Oh,
yeah. Stand up,
yeah. I have to be. I walk out with. I carry a teleprompter with me.
So I imagine the schedule's way too busy to do stand-up. Normally, after this next one, you're going to have to put that
on. I'm going to, yes, definitely. Yeah, it can. And my wife is going to shoot me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a wife and kids. Did you ever see them?
No. And they were vomiting yesterday, or at least the kids.
Well, then, that's a good day to
miss.
When
they saw you?
Yeah, they were like, Dad, whoa!
Daddy's home! Maybe they're used to not seeing you.
When you're cleaning projectile vomit off the back of a seat, it's, you know.
Humbles you.
I was like, hey, he had ham. Look at all that ham he had.
I'm glad he's eating healthy.
Do you have people now who clean up that kind of stuff for you? You have staff?
I'm them. Yeah. And Sarah goes, my wife's like, get out there and clean it. The car smells.
You don't call Seacrest to come by and take care of that for you?
Oh, if only.
Yeah.
I have his line of cleaning products, of course.
Sure, don't we all?
Yes, Seacrest's own. With bleach, and it cleaned. It was terrific.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Very cheap stuff.
One of the things I love about you is on the soup is that you do make fun of him, which I love.
And it seems to have gotten much bigger over the last year or so. Like, well, you kind of were being gentle. And then I don't know what happened. What happened? And then it was just...
I think when Tyra goes on hiatus, we run out of material. And so we just go to Seacrest.
Hey, as long as Wendy Williams has a show, you'll never run out of material.
She's amazing. Well,
name another person that thinks it's normal to just like, oh, I could do this on camera. I love Slim Jims.
I love
them heated up. So I'm just going to pull out a lighter and heat it up and then eat
during
it.
During an interview.
As she's cooking a Slim Jim with a lighter on. It's just like, no big deal. This is what everybody does.
Is that your current favorite person that you
we
you
do.
Mark on the
we
soup?
Like. She's actually a very good sport, and she came on the soup. She was great. So we love that. But most recently, I have loved the show More to Love. That was...
More
really,
Love was the...
Which
was
is
the
like a...
Bachelor?
Yes, yeah. It was the Bachelor. It was a combination of Biggest Loser and The Bachelor. That was terrific.
Yeah.
And the guy would literally lure the girls to his room with dessert or cake or something. And people were like, you make so much fun of fat people. And I was like, have you seen More to Love?
Yeah. By the way, he makes fun of those fat people. Let's clarify.
Yeah, we're not...
Those people need to be made fun of, the ones on that show.
There were a lot of dinner dates on that show.
There was...
For a lot of meals, I did notice that.
It was pretty. And then there was that dancing show, Dance Your Ass Off. Which, once again, TV, it's all becoming about cooking, dancing, vampires. It all is coming together.
Show.
Losing weight, eating on the cookies.
It's going to end up as just one show only.
It will all just be one show. On 550
fat
channels.
Vampires dancing while they eat.
You should get on that show.
And then getting great, you know, then getting their self esteem back by losing that weight.
That's right.
All right, Joel McHale, The Soup airs Fridays at 10 p.m. on E, and then they replay it throughout the week. You can also buy it on iTunes. That's how I get it.
Yes,
I download iTunes. It and watch it. And Community is a TV show.
Oh, come on!
Tonight, Thursdays at 8 o'clock on NBC.
8 o'clock. You will see tonight why Senior Chang is such a jerk.
That stars Joel McHale.
Gosh dang it.
Stars Joel McHale.
It's like you've never seen
it. What are you talking about?
We watch it all the time here at the station.
I don't believe you because you did.
In the last episode, you turned in your essay early, so he patted you on the back, and then you went up front, and then there was a test, and he wanted to go out with you. That happened, right?
Wow, look at that.
Right?
No, that's the preview of tonight's episode.
No, it wasn't.
You were clearly watching football or something.
No. No, it wasn't. The episode.
That is airing tonight that has never aired before unless you were in the editing room this week.
You all need to turn in your papers. Your character has already done it.
I know the story.
I filmed it.
And
I watched that whole episode.
Hasn't aired.
I watched it.
No, you didn't. He's saying.
It's a preview for tonight where they tell you what's going to be in the story.
He patted you on the back.
Yes.
And you said,
that's exactly
I
right.
I could go out with you, but I got that test. And then he says, well, what about this? A+.
That is previewing be able to have a little bit of the story. It's like a movie preview where you go like James Bond is going to get into a car chase and stuff. Because you know what's coming.
Did you get a screener?
No.
No. See, once again, he is losing his own
argument.
Kevin
has a TV that sees the future.
Here's the comedy.
It's like TiVo.
It's like that show that the guy got the newspaper from the day after.
Early edition.
Here's the comedy. I do watch the show, all of them because of you. And I was joking about all the other clips and you not being on and everything. But I really thought that aired. I really thought I saw that and I was showing you that I watched it by telling you that information.
No.
Are you high again, Kevin?
No.
You're high again.
I need to be.
Still.
Girl,
I think I need to be.
Did you smoke peyote beforehand?
I need to.
No, last week was the debate episode.
Yeah.
So there was none.
Yeah, I saw that one too. I did. I saw it.
Well, yeah, because you know why? It aired. And also available on iTunes and Hulu, so you could have seen it there, too.
Community, Thursday nights at 8, NBC. The Soup, Fridays at 10 on E. Regardless of my confusion, it's good TV.
This has been the worst radio
ever. Are you? No, this is. There's a lot of
We've
people.
We've done worse.
Come on.
I don't know.
What's
Come
the new?
Come on.
Worse in the past 10 minutes?
Isn't the,
deciding whether you saw a show or
well,
not?
Well, maybe not.
This can be cut down.
Yeah, we can
fix
edit
this in
it.
Post.
This is not live.
We'll edit it. It won't go out.
Yeah.
Can you stick around for one more break?
Yes.
And help us? All right. We're going to do
We're going to add more bands to the Acoustic Christmas.
We are going to do a contest for you to go. So if you'd like to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. You will have to earn them, but we will give them to you next, and Joel will help with the game.
Yeah.
All right. Joel McHale is in the studio with us. What are we watching?
Wow.
Did we not watch
Scott Hamilton doing his ice skating routine?
With a walker.
With a walker and a first
aid. With a walker. This can't be happening.
He's doing a shtick. He's doing a little comedy.
We have tickets.
Oh, man.
Because he's older, and then he's going to let go of the walker, and he's going to do a routine.
Yeah. Why haven't ice skating outfits caught on?
It's a great question. All right, we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, and we're going to do it with a game we like to call What's the Acronym?
A-F-I-N-O-M-G, the FBI, CIA, what the hell does it mean? Uh-oh, what's the acronym? L-M-A-O, and then my favorite, M-I-L-F. What's the acronym?
Lost Omar.
What's the acronym? We gotta give him an easier name and title to work with.
You should have seen us yesterday. Ralph left a little early yesterday, and Ralph's the brains behind the thing. So we were trying to come up with names for this.
You have my number. Call me at home. Don't just say, yeah, we're going to stick with what's that acronym. We're going to call it game back.
In the meeting, I said, what's the acronym? I was like, what are we going to call it?
Right.
Like, yeah, that's it.
What's the acronym?
I was just bringing it up.
I said couples retreat. I know what the movie was about. I didn't expect it to be the name
of the
movie.
Put a pin in it, and we'll come back to it.
Just for the record, that what's the acronym is way better than everything else we came up with.
What's that stand for?
That was one of them.
That was another
What's
option.
That stand for?
See, I would have called it WTF.
Okay.
Which in itself is an acronym.
It would have been way funnier.
For what the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sure.
F.
Yeah, sure. That would have made sense. I don't know why
It took me 30 seconds. Call me at home next time. Shoot me an email. You people know how to get hold of me,
call
right?
Call him while he's sleeping, and he will make a noise that will be better than that title.
We were pathetic. All right.
All right. Night number one. What's that acronym?
Night number one is December 12th with AFI. Rise
That's Here why we go. We're playing What's That Acronym, because AFI is one of the bands.
Oh, wow.
AFI, of course, named after
Let's take the half
American
an hour
Film
to list
Institute.
The bands. No, Let's take half an hour to list the half the bands that will be on the first night.
All right, so AFI, of course, is a fire inside. So we're going to give you other acronyms.
And the American Film Institute.
And then you have to tell us what they stand for.
Okay.
This one's, this one's really easy, the one you just put
I know.
There. You just want this to be a
We're
layup.
We're going
to
do a drawing.
All right.
We're going to do a drawing. You'd be surprised how many times.
To be a layup,
okay,
Drew.
What does.
Wait, we have to get our contestant.
We have to get a contestant.
First.
Oh.
People are calling.
Hello? Jake?
Hey,
like
Chris.
Larry King.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you're on. Go ahead.
Grand Rapids. Hello.
Hello, Pangea.
All right.
Hello.
Hi,
Chris.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing? Good, thanks.
We are good.
Sorry, you lost.
All right.
We haven't even played yet.
All right. Ready?
Oh, okay, good. Uh huh.
What does laugh. Excuse me, laughing my ass off stand for.
No.
No.
I think L-M-A-O.
Okay, listen.
I think you want to do it the other
you
way
won.
Around.
You,
want
you
to
won.
The other
you
around.
Won.
You give them the
you
acronym.
Won. You won.
You're supposed
Congrats.
To say.
Hey.
Goddamn. You're supposed
give
to say
the acronym.
L-M-A-O, and then he's supposed to tell us.
Congratulations.
The word.
I'm awesome. Thanks.
You're going to go see 900
no,
bands.
No, no.
What's wrong with you?
It's
won yet.
It's the backstage.
We're going to do a drawing. You haven't
All
won
right.
yet.
All right.
We haven't.
All right, so we skip that one and go to the
skip
next one.
Skip that one. Here we go. Next one. Next one.
But put him
Sorry,
in.
Chris. No, yeah,
we
he's
gotta
in.
Put him in.
He's
it's
in.
Our bad,
right.
not
this
his.
Because Joel is a dumb
Chris.
All right, Chris. Hi.
Hi.
We have two Chris's.
Yeah.
We're gonna try it again.
We're gonna try it again with another
All right.
Chris.
Okay.
Right.
Ready?
Now, Joel, don't say the words.
Don't say the words.
Correct.
Say the acronym.
They're supposed to say
which
the words.
Are
the initials.
Okay.
Do that.
You ready? I will say the initials. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
What does M stand for?
No.
No, it was three letters.
Speak the initials. The letters. Speak them
I just
out.
Spoke them.
No, no, no. They don't form a word. They are individual letters.
That's insane.
So this would be MMA.
How lazy
for example.
Do you have to be?
MMA.
MMA.
MMA, right.
What
right.
does that
you,
stand
so
for?
No,
yeah.
That.
Mixed martial arts.
You're good.
Congratulations.
That's what the call
Congratulations.
Is.
You are not playing the game.
You've won a chance to
so
watch Community tonight.
Yep. Yep. Go in the drive.
Yes. All right. All right. I got it now.
Okay,
I got it now.
I got it.
Yes, it is. The last two people have won. Sorry that your listeners are smart and awesome.
All right.
Robert.
All right.
Hi. What's that acronym?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Robert.
Robert.
All right. Joel McHale's going to give you an acronym. You have to guess what it means.
Or not.
Or both.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
This is okay.
All right, now you're, right. You're on board. You know. You
what does LOL stand for?
There we go.
Laugh out loud.
Nope. It's people for the ethical treatment of animals.
No, that's
good
the
try.
Next one. You skipped that
oh,
one.
Oh, shoot.
That's the answer for the very yeah. next question.
Shoot. Dang it. Yeah. All right, congratulations,
yeah.
Nick.
Yeah,
that was
Robert. You're going to go see.
No one's going to see anything.
We're doing a drawing.
We're doing a drawing.
Yes,
one,
really
one winner out of all these winners.
Did you ever see the movie SWAT?
It's Dr. Christina.
Yes,
Christina.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh boy.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Don't be nervous. Right. This is not a hard game.
Apparently, it's very easy to win this game.
Here's a hint. Joel gave you the answer. The very last question.
Great. I didn't even listen.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready. What does PETA stand for?
It's PETA.
PETA.
P-E-T.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals?
Nope.
Correct.
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
It is.
No, it's not.
That's the answer's on the sheet.
Not. I've grown up with something else.
What have you grown up with?
I can't remember.
No growing up with anything. That's what it stands for.
Right. She's in the drawing as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
It's, growing up, it was it's for me, it stood for People Everywhere the...
Really?
It was a work in progress throughout never, my life.
Never finished it.
That organization represents, right. I wonder.
Hello, go ahead.
Let's go to Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ronnie.
Playing a fantastic game called What's the Acronym? And here's
what's
Joel McHale.
The acronym?
And action.
No, we're not filming anything.
Oh, right. I have to ask him.
Yes.
Hey, Ronnie, what does SWAT stand for?
Ooh, that's a toughie. SWAT. You've seen the trucks. You may have seen the movie, the TV show.
Yep.
Man. Yeah.
All right. What a moron.
I don't know.
Sorry. No.
It's
okay. It stands for the People for the Ethical Treatment
no,
of Animals.
No, that was the other one. That was the
Come
last
on,
one.
Ronnie, guess. Let me give you a
hint.
Ronnie,
a guess.
Just guess. I'll give you the, first word.
SWAT.
All right.
I'll give you the first word.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Weapons.
That's the second word.
That's the second word.
First word is special.
Right after special.
Oh, sorry. Tactics.
No, that's the last word.
Word.
You're not supposed to give him the whole thing.
And...
Special
Who puts and in the acronym?
Special weapons and tactics.
Yeah,
he guessed. Good
You're
guess,
in the drawing.
Good
You're in the drawing to see 400 bands over the span of 17 days.
Let's try one more because I think
you mock, but you'll be asking for tickets. I bet.
Can
we'll
I
see you
tickets?
Backstage.
Nope. Yeah, that
you
was
and
fun.
Mankini hanging
yeah,
back there.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah,
got to see
snorting vodka, whatever it is you guys were doing.
All right, let's see.
That's the only way I like to drink is through my nose.
Ashley, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to
Ashley.
A great, great game. Which
Thank
I hope
you.
Which I hope to repeat in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Here's Joel McHale with your question.
This is a common term.
Okay.
That's, All right. That's not a question.
Just give it a go.
You have to give her an acronym.
That's what it says in parentheses.
What does AKA stand for?
Ooh, AKA.
Also known as.
Nope.
That's yes.
What a moron.
She is right.
No, she is right.
Special weapons and tactics.
That's
no.
the last
no.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right. So you got that
Ashley,
right.
Ashley, you're in the drawing.
Ashley, you're in the drawing for the ticket. Why not just give them all to
him? Here,
we don't have them right now.
Oh, here we go.
Don't hand them to him. He'll read
Here we go.
Just pick one.
He'll read
just
it.
Pick
just
one.
One.
All right, Joel is mixing
this
up
is
the
it.
Names.
This is it. And the winner is.
Reaching into the hopper.
Joel McHale.
No, you're not
Read
the winner.
That,
Read the name on there.
Community 8, Christina, you won.
Christina.
Congratulations.
You are going to the Almost Acoustic Christmas night number one,
yep.
And you will be able to watch Community 8 o'clock NBC tonight, 7 Central. And, so congratulations, Christina.
Thank
and
you,
backstage
Joel.
Passes. Parking.
No, none of that.
$10,000 shopping spree at Macy's.
None of that.
Congratulations.
Just tickets.
Four bottles of $1,000 30-year-old Macallan scotch.
Nope.
That she does get. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for playing the game, I guess, and congratulations.
Yay.
And we'll
Okay.
See.
What does PTA stand for?
She already won.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, this is the bonus round.
There's not a bonus round.
Yes, there is.
She won the tickets.
No, she gets veneers. She'll get
white swan.
White. This is the swan.
All right.
She gets those ivory
Joel McHale
veneers.
Joel McHale is on Community tonight at 8 on NBC.
Yeah.
Although you said 7 Central.
Well,
right?
It's 7 Central because you guys are now
Mario,
a syndicated
you
show.
Mario, you're going to balance this check.
What's that?
What?
For the $96,000 one.
She's doing her job.
What's happening?
Oh, hello?
Oh, she's talking to
Can
somebody
Can we turn
at work.
Down her phone? So, like,
please stay on the line and receive information.
Kevin, are you adding cast members to the show as we speak?
I didn't think
Usually after we speak to the contestants, we put them on hold.
Joel's also on the Soup Fridays at 10. Wow. On Ian, thanks for playing.
What's the acronym, baby?
I think that went well. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm not sure that we got all we could have out of Joel McHale. I feel like maybe we let him down a little.
I think we got a little too much out of Joel McHale, quite frankly. I'd like to put a little back in if we could.
Oh!
And then seal up that hole.
You're tired!
Whatever that hole is that he's been leaking out of,
we
should repair it.
The winner of the World Series of Poker this year coming up next. But first, the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Last night, Janet Jackson spoke out for the first time about the passing of her brother Michael. She talked to ABC's Robin Roberts. And she didn't really drop any bombs. I mean, it was kind of what we expected. She said she did believe that Michael was in denial about his addiction to prescription drugs, but the family was painfully aware. She said they had several drug interventions. More than one occasion, they approached Michael and told him he needed help, but she said it's something you can't do for them. It's something they have to do for themselves.
Yeah.
And fortunately, Michael didn't learn that lesson.
Guy like that, with that kind of money and stuff, he doesn't want help. Nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Well, look, no one had said no to him since he was five.
Most people, honestly, they have to hit bottom, and, you know, there wasn't one for him.
Right.
Speaking of bottoms, Levi Johnston, still in the news. He's in Playgirl magazine.
This is the Sarah Palin's daughter's
right.
sperm donor?
This is the guy who knocked up Sarah Palin's daughter. Apparently, in Playgirl magazine, he's wearing a fig leaf. Yeah, I don't get it either.
Really? I mean, what's the point?
Sarah Palin said on Oprah that she would invite Levi to have Thanksgiving dinner with her and the rest of the family, but Levi has turned down her invitation, saying it was a nice gesture, but she didn't mean it. Well, of course not. You're a tool. Who wants to have a tool at Thanksgiving dinner? Avril Lavigne has a new boyfriend, if you believe the tabloids. Wilmer Valderrama, apparently. She just divorced her husband, Derek Whibley of Sum 41.
Right.
He's already in the arms of Pez.
Fez.
The delicious candy dispenser from That 70s Show. Apparently there's photos all over the internet of the two of them coming out of a nightclub together. So they could be just friends, but people are speculating perhaps there's more than that.
That's one of those guys that everyone looks at and goes, he's got something going on none of us know about.
Yeah.
Well, he's charming.
Yes.
He's Latin.
Sure.
He's swarthy. He's good looking.
Yeah.
Apparently the ladies love him.
They're lining up for him.
He's had relationships with, amongst others, Lindsay Lohan. Who else? Mandy Moore he was with. Ashley Simpson. All right. So he didn't do great.
All right, not all of them are home runs. But.
Speaking of Ashley, her husband, Pete Wentz.
Ooh!
Is apparently walking away from Fallout Boy. Representative for the band said that the group is taking a break, perhaps a permanent one. They're... That greatest hits album, Believers Never Die, was released this week, and that might be the swan song for Fall Out Boy. So maybe Ashley Simpson is the Yoko Ono Fall Out Boy. Finally something she does I can get behind.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
Say, that's not happening.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Jodie Foster celebrates her 47th birthday today. Actress Meg Ryan, who at one time was so cute. Well, she was.
She was. Quite she was America's sweetheart.
And then she...
And then what happened?
I don't know. Someone slipped her a brochure about surgery.
She got a little older, and then she tried to...
She panicked.
Tried to do
too
much?
She panicked, exactly.
She said, all right, what do you do? Are you a plastic surgeon? Give me everything. Whatever you have.
But you don't need everything.
Just give it to me. Now she's 48. Matt Sorum of Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses is 49. Allison Janney celebrates her 50th birthday. Calvin Klein, legendary fashion designer, is 67 years old today. How much money do you think that dude's worth? Between fragrances and underwear and fashion and clothing.
Hundreds of millions?
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
Ted Turner, 71. And Larry King, our favorite. Larry King is 76 years old today.
Our favorite because he's lost it. He's crazy.
He's endlessly entertaining for many reasons. He's terrific. Not being the least of them. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Action now on Joe Catta. King Jack offsuit.
At one point, Catta had 1% of the chips at this final table. He was more likely to scale Mount Everest than to win the main event.
And the short stack is the kid at the table, Joe Catta, who can become the youngest champ ever at age 21. Back to young Joe Catta. And he moves all in. embarrassed. Joe Catta shows his deuces, and Catta in big trouble. There's the flop. Oh! A deuce for Catta. He gets the set.
Joe Catta's got to figure his luck's going to run out sooner or later. Catta, to knock out Antoine Saoud, needs an ace or a king.
And now the river card. Did not just happen. Joe Catta did it again.
I just saw it. I don't believe it.
Now Catta is the aggressor, trying to put Darvin Moon all in. So here we go. Joe Catta on the precipice of becoming the youngest world champion ever. And that seven will end it. Joe Catta rewrites poker history. Becoming the youngest main event champ ever.
He's a kid with a dream come true. 21 years, 11 months, 21 days old.
All right. All right, that happened.
Nice.
Have Joe on the phone. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
Now that you're $8.5 million richer.
Yeah.
tell us a little bit about the tournament for people who've never been there. The sheer number of people that start, and the number of tables, and the overwhelmingly
odds.
You look at the celebrities that are there and the celebrity poker players.
Yeah, it was surreal. You know, I've been looking forward to playing that tournament for a few years now, and able to finally go out there and play it. And the field size was crazy, and the amount of people and tables, it was ridiculous the first couple of days.
There were 6,494 people entered.
Yeah.
And then got all the way through all of those and ended up winning the World Series of Poker. Now, this is the first time you've ever played in it.
Yeah, this is my first year because I was only 21.
Wow. And you wanted to play when you were 17, 18, 19, but you couldn't yet because you weren't 21.
No.
And so then you finally turn 21 and you go win it.
I know. I got pretty lucky at that final table.
Are you worried you peaked?
You don't want to say that because of your talent, but that's really unbelievable.
It's luck and talent.
It's the biggest win you could have. Are you worried that you'll never get back there?
So many good players, it's still tough getting back, you know. Some in poker does deal with luck. I mean, a lot of it is skill, but there's only so much you can do. And, the players' fields now, it's extremely hard to get to the final table.
Yeah.
At your final table was Phil Ivey, and I got to tell you, watching it on ESPN, the announcers did, I don't know, a 45-minute tribute about how Phil Ivey is the best poker player ever. I have a little bit of it. They really, really, really were setting it up for a big win for Phil Ivey and didn't really give you much chance. This is how it kind of started.
There can be only one person who is better at what they do than anyone who has ever walked the earth. One legend, one icon, one who is the greatest of all time. This is Poker's Pantheon. Tonight, the debate begins. Is he the one?
All right, so then they show his picture, and you go, wow, they're really excited about Phil Ivey playing in the final table. Final nine, this is going to be great. So I went and got dinner, and then I took a nap, and then I came back, and then it was...
Phil Ivey, he's great at cash games, online, and tournaments. No one else can say that. No one. Imagine the world's best poker player winning the world's biggest tournament. That's just awesome.
So then I went to a movie, and then I came back. I
never thought I would see a pro win this tournament again. So if Phil does it, he may be the best player of all time.
And they went on and on and on, and I just kept thinking, wow, they really, really, really are invested in Phil Ivey winning. And then they said, oh, and Joe Catta, he's 21. It has to have been kind of overwhelming, didn't it, to be at the final table?
I was just trying to focus on just the final table and playing, just ignore all, the media hype and what was actually at risk and, just do what you do every day and just pretend like it's another tournament.
Now, where do you practice? Where do you play? Do you do online?
Yeah, I play online, and before the main event, when I was younger, I would travel to, Bahamas and Costa Rica and Aruba and tournaments like that where I could play when I was 19.
Oh, really? So then you go places where they would actually let you compete.
Yeah.
Where they didn't care,
right?
10. Let's in.
So each guy gets knocked out. Were you, which Did you ever make a mistake? I played in a much smaller, earlier tournament in the World Series. And there was one point where I won a hand, but I didn't realize it. I thought I had two pair and I had a full house. And I didn't realize it, so I stood up and walked away.
You're kidding.
And then they said, hey, 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 come back. Did that ever happen to you?
How embarrassing.
Did that ever happen to you? Because it is 12-hour days.
How do you stay that intense?
Not that kind of mistake.
Because you're not that dumb, like I am.
You can focus.
Right.
I mean, when you do it for so long, it's, you just something, you become good at, just like anything else. Just by experience.
Yeah. How many of those hands at the end did you think, thank God, that was the most lucky thing that's ever happened at the final table?
Those two hands were the threes and the twos.
Threes and the twos.
I'm very critical of my playing. I wasn't mad at how I played those hands. It was very unfortunate that they woke up with big hands there, but sometimes it happens, and I got extremely lucky at that final table.
Did you? I'm not saying did you feel bad you won. Did you feel at all bad that, I mean, the odds really were stacked against you, and those guys took a bad beating. Did you kind of just go, I'm happy I won, but I'm really sorry about that, dude?
Yeah, no, I told Schulman I really did feel bad, and I did feel bad, and I felt bad for Antoine, too. And anytime a French person wants to do an interview, I'll drop what I'm doing and do an interview because what I did to Antoine. But,
But better you than
bad
him.
Though, since I walked away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
$8.5 million is a crazy amount. And have all the sponsors come around now? Are you full tilt and all that kind of stuff? You got the hats and the shirts?
Yeah, I'm sponsored by Poker Stars. And
I'm sorry, Poker Stars? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good times.
Yeah.
Good times. How many days did you play poker to get to the championship?
To get to the final table?
Yeah.
It was a 10-day tournament.
10-day tournament. 12 hours a day, 10 days, pretty much.
That's amazing.
Yep. Yeah. Made it all the way through.
Yeah.
Knocked out Phil Ivey to the disappointment of the announcers. But
they'll know you next year.
The youngest winner in history. So what have you bought anything with the money?
No, I've been very busy lately doing a bunch of different media stuff and traveling and doing different shows.
Do you have a plan with the money? I mean, $8.5 million, you go, all right, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to buy this car that I've always wanted cash.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to spend the money on. I was doing pretty well financially before then with cards and had a lot of success. So, I don't really know what I'm going to buy quite yet.
Doesn't sound like you appreciate it. You want to
send
it to me?
So nonchalant.
No.
Do you like to write me a check?
I appreciate it.
Oh, you do appreciate it.
And then eager way to spend it.
Yeah, sure. And then you'll come back next year and go, I'm broke. I got to win.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations. Joe Catta is 21-year-old, the youngest guy to ever win the World Series of Poker. And congratulations. Yeah. I'm glad you had a great run.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on the show.